Posse, everybody cleared out of the building pretty fast.
Yeah, pretty much. The email came out, I think, a couple of hours ago from our market president, Deidre, telling everyone office is closing early due to inclement weather and dangerous roads. Head home, be careful. Be productive at home if possible. I didn't make that up.
Okay. Well, let's see. I didn't get that email. But since I came out... Let's go, Dan.
For more information on the Russ Martin Show.
Clothes running around bitching. Ask me how many traffic reports I heard on KRLD in what period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Said on my drive to work, I don't ride with you. I don't know how long that takes.
Chloe, how long does that normally take?
25 minutes.
And today?
2 hours and 20-something minutes.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
And that's actually doing pretty good. Because I saw someone on Facebook post from Irving to Uptown Dallas, 4 hours.
Oh, yeah. It was like, it was close. It wasn't, but it was close to sitting on the 405 in California. Nothing's that bad. Nothing ever is that bad.
Where's the 405? I don't know where 101 is.
Is it whatever the main highway is in Los Angeles?
I think that's the one that connects. I could be wrong. I've only been on it once. I think it connects Anaheim to L.A.
Oh. Just sits.
Oh, yeah. No, 635 at any given time is party with hookers, strippers, and ecstasy compared to the 405.
Was there a wreck between you and here?
No, just everyone's driving really, really slow. And just... It's just
you can drive on snow.
No, people can't because it's not all just snow. There's also ice in spots because it's been below freezing all day.
I didn't see any ice.
No, you did not. But there are many other freeways and roads around the Metroplex that are problematic. As to people on 75 northbound around Melissa with about a 40-car pileup. And tell them it's easy to drive.
I heard about that. It's 40 cars. How many people... How long does it... How many cars have to hit each other before you realize, hey, that looks like a wreck ahead?
It does, but all the traffic reports and all the weather people are saying, don't hit your brakes.
Well, that's what... Yeah, really... All right, then.
Okay. That's what Delka said.
Let's check our mobile unit.
I'm sorry?
Oh, we have our mobile unit driving around. You can only see it on the video stream.
We do? Mm-hmm. What's our mobile unit? When did we get a mobile unit?
I don't know. See what it says, Chloe?
Yeah.
Sorry. It just came up on my screen from the delay. Take that, Rick Mitchell and Channel 5.
You and your thunder truck.
Please. It's a 250 with a fish radar.
We had the RMS Thunder Mega Anus Mobile Unit. Sorry, it's all I could think of on the fly.
It's pretty solid. It's moving pretty well.
I forgot what I was going to say. There was just, for me, there was an accident. Either an overturned car. I wonder what it's like to flip over in a car. There was an overturned car on the tollway someplace around Spring Valley or something like that. So traffic was backed or maybe near Parker.
I think it was Spring Creek. And a car had flipped over onto the median, I believe.
Yeah. So traffic was backed all the way up to 121, which is about where I get on the tollway. So it's just about, I was a millisecond of getting on the tollway, and I always look before I get on.
Right.
And I saw that nobody was moving. Mm-hmm. I have a lot for the surface road, and luckily those are pretty clear. It was just people trying to get off the tollway. It's like, you made that decision. You stay on there.
Oh, you mean the people that got into the on lane, and then they're like, oh, they're trying to change their mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. You made your decision. You have to live with it.
I'm the one that looked ahead.
Exactly. There has to be a benefit for those who look ahead and a penalty for those who don't.
And, of course, you got douches that are texting. Somebody in a SUV in front of me texting.
Mm-hmm.
And I just waited. I love that dash cam. It's the best thing I've ever bought. I haven't caught a wreck on it yet.
It's only a matter of time, especially the way you drive.
I don't cause wrecks.
I didn't say you did. I'm just saying with as much ground as you cover, and in quick fashion, you're going to scare somebody. We should probably get you a camera that points backwards.
Actually, they make those. They make them that will record in, I think, all four directions. Front, side to side, and back. Those are expensive. This one that I got, I don't even know who makes it. I bought it at Pep Boys. They sell one brand, one model. It's $100. That's where I got mine. Stop asking me. Records in 720, which is high enough. Stick a SD card in it, however much storage you want. And when it fills up, it just starts recording over itself. That's pretty good definition, as you can see from the RMS Thunder Mega Anus mobile unit. Yeah. If you'd like to see it again.
I would, actually. It's. I like that we're now competing with the TV stations.
Well, the great thing is, it's radio. We can make up whatever we want.
That is true.
I couldn't decide to give it a number or just say we had one.
Well, the name like that one,
yeah.
It would seem kind of silly to have more than one. Because then it wouldn't seem quite as mega.
Okay. Turn that off. I almost did it. I ran out of time. I was going to call Michael Ray, the NTTA, and just go, what are you doing?
Hey.
Alfie, do we have his cell number?
I think I might. Let me check.
Give the old boy a shout.
Oh. Well, let's go to some of our mobile units on the roads.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the big thing is, you know, CBS says we have four units.
Yep.
And five has the Thunder truck. All we got to do is just assign listeners numbers, you know. You know, it's backed up on 20. I'm Bob Thompson, mobile unit 480.
There you go. Makes sense.
Yes, Derek.
Hey, this is on my way home, and I've been stuck in that 40-car pileup traffic for about 2 hours and about 20-some-odd minutes now.
Where's that?
It's heading southbound on 75 just before you hit Melissa.
Okay. What number? What number would you like to be? What mobile unit?
Let's go with mobile 3.
I'll start with 1 since you're the first one.
1? Oh, okay. Well, okay.
So when you call in from this point forward with traffic, always end with Derek, whatever your last name is, mobile unit 1.
Okay.
Unless you want a larger number.
No, that's fine.
Okay. Well, good luck. Do you have enough gas? Anything we can get you?
Absolutely.
That was my only fear. I got in the car and wasn't out of gas, but the light was on. And I knew if I got on the... Say what?
I said I filled up before I came in.
Yeah, well, I'm not that smart, a-ho.
Number one status revoked.
You're into the negative digits now. Yes, Jacob.
Hey, yeah, I just wanted to tell you all thank you so much for coming in because I have a job where the weather doesn't matter, and I listen to y'all from start to finish every day, and it's a pretty big relief whenever I don't hear best of. So I just wanted to say thanks.
Why do you hate best of?
Because I like to hear laugh. I like to be entertained with fresh new material.
Well, then I will never take another day off.
Oh.
Damn, you beat me to it.
He goes, oh, thank God.
God. You, it's like, that makes me mad. It shouldn't. But it's one of those things, I understand if I get annoyed that one of my shows is on a rerun for the week, like a TV show. But we're on all year.
Yeah.
We don't have a season.
13 episodes.
Hey. Ew, we had produced 22 episodes a year.
Oh, we're so tired from the first half of the season. We need to take a mid-season break.
We have to take off from the summer from producing those 22-minute episodes. You holes.
It's got to be so difficult to have a show where you have like 50 to 100 people on staff and cast and crew. I don't know how they do it.
Yeah, and this week, we attempted to do the show with segmented crews and still made it.
Mm-hmm.
Although I did notice that since I had to cut up Tuesday's show, the one I wasn't on, that you guys did live,
mm-hmm.
I noticed you guys played a lot more music than Chloe and I did.
I guess. I don't know how much music you played on Monday. I knew you played some, and we just played whatever was in the music log.
All of it?
Pretty much.
Why?
Why not?
Why not just pick what you want? Was Don here on Tuesday?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
I don't think so.
Is he already gone? Look in the parking lot and see if you can see his footsteps.
Hang on.
I'm kidding.
I think I heard... I think I heard him leave.
I felt him leave. And there's also large footprints the size of parking spaces. So really, there's only like two.
Yeah.
He parked pretty far away.
Took me two steps to get to the Sasquatchville. Deville. Sasquatchville.
There you go.
No, that one sucks.
No?
No, well, you know, we call it the Sasquatchmobile. It's stupid.
Mm.
Big foot truck.
That works.
I can't. I'm anxious. Let me take these first. Yes, Carlos?
Yeah, Russ, how's it going, man?
Good.
Hey, thanks very much for the whole crew coming in today. I appreciate it. It's going to make my 2-hour drive much, much easier.
Hmm. Would you like to hear a song? Would you like me to sing?
Say no, Carlos. Say no, Carlos.
Man, go for it, man. Whatever
makes
it better. Hey, can I be mobile 6 to 9?
6 to 9?
No. Oh,
69. Sure, if you want to.
I appreciate that.
All right, where are you right now?
Man, I'm on Bonds Ranch Road near Haslett, Texas, over here.
And what's the traffic like?
It is... bumper to bumper, cops are blocking certain roads, not allowing us to go through because they said, if you go through, we will not call a tow truck. There's your warning.
Good for them.
Yeah, and I appreciate that because they got other situations that are probably more important than idiots to go down roads that aren't, you know, suitable. So.
Okay. All right.
Love the show, guys. Appreciate it.
Close it out.
All right. Hey, live from Mobile 69. Stay off Bonds Ranch Road. Thank you.
Anything else? What?
I was scared. I thought he was going to screw it up. I thought he was going to say live from New York. It's
no.
I'm sorry, Carlos. I should have had more faith in you. Thank you for proving me wrong.
Look, Channel 11 has one of their mobile units out.
Ah, Mobile 11.
They can make their way northbound on 35W, but boy, just a mess on all those highways. I really do highly advise if you have a loved one yet to get home, it's best to get home before the sun goes down, because once the sun goes down, the slush that's on those roads will really start to
that's
ice
Larry
up.
Mowry.
And it's going to be even more problematic and more hazardous.
That's friend of the show.
Once
he
the
is.
Sun goes down
Good
to
buddy.
Travel.
Sun goes down, you know what happens. It ain't as hot.
Okay, that's way different than I was thinking. I thought he was going to warn us about werewolves. Thank God he told us.
I should have expected Kenzie not to be here.
Oh, yeah. When I came in the studio, I asked Chloe and Alfie, I was like, did anyone even bother asking Kenzie? Because it's not even worth it. So, Chloe, what happened?
Yeah, I was just waiting for the text to come in. And but honestly, I thought it was going to come in about, you know, 1, maybe.
When?
This is like 11:30. I can't get out of my driveway. I'm like, at 11:30?
Wasn't it just dusting?
No, yeah. It was snowing at that point, but nothing near the level that it was a couple of hours later. I'm sorry.
What does she mean she can't get out of her driveway?
Did she specifically say it was because of the weather, or did she just was there a monster?
No, it just said I can't even get out of my driveway. That's all it said.
Does she live on a hill?
I don't know. I have not seen her new house.
Well, if she lived on a hill, it'd be really easy to get out of the driveway. Just slide down. I did that at a previous place.
Yeah,
getting back up was a problem.
So she couldn't make it because she lives on a hill. I'm gonna say it.
All right, go ahead.
She won't do it, but her sister will.
It was still worth it.
Okay.
Alfie, ask those people to hang on. We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
All right, if you're getting ready to leave work, go piss now. 3:37, first check on traffic. Alfie Coy, CKEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Traffic blows really, really bad out there. It sucks if you're in it. Here's the very worst of it. Let's start off in Dallas. Southbound I-35 right at Camp Wisdom Road. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic's completely stopped back from Loop 12 Ledbetter. Also in Dallas, eastbound of the bush between Frankfort Road and Marsh. The highway there is pretty much completely blocked due to an overturned vehicle. Traffic's completely stopped back from I-35. Moving to Irving, southbound Loop 12 Walton Walker between Shady Grove and Singleton. Highway there completely shut down due to an accident. There's also another abandoned vehicle in the right lane right near Singleton. Traffic's completely stopped back from 35, of course. Into Louisville, northbound I-35, just after the Lake Louisville Bridge, got an accident blocking the right lane. This one's an overturned vehicle as well. Traffic's completely stopped back from 121. And finally, in Collin County in Melissa, southbound 75 between Melissa Road and Davis Road. That part of the highway there is completely shut down due to a 40-car accident. There's a lot of them been cleared out right now. There's only about 15 vehicles still there. But still, traffic's completely stopped back at a Weston Road. All those accidents, you look in at least an hour delay through it. Don't bother going anywhere. Just hang tight wherever the hell you are. And, of course, as Russ said, pee before you go. Never miss a moment of the show by subscribing to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives today at russmartin.fm. Proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Kroger. Tonight, probably some more snow. By the time the sun goes down, we're going to have some freezing drizzle slash rain sleet stuff, whatever mix. A low of 27. Then tomorrow, freezing rain in the morning is possible with a high of 39. Right now, it is 28 degrees at 97.1 the Eagle.
Cram it up your ass. The Russ Martin Show.
K-E-G-L.
I think I may pull up the guitar tabs for this song, see if I can learn this on the air today.
Why?
Why not?
Everybody's gone. Every time, I don't know, it's snow day. It's whatever reason. Feels like the rules just don't apply.
Well, they don't necessarily have to, but...
As if we had any.
Right.
Just because everybody's gone don't mean everybody ain't listening.
What does that mean?
It means everybody is stuck in traffic right now, and they're...
So they want to hear me learn a song?
Nah.
Way to stay strong, Alfie.
Yes, Tara.
Hey, boss man. Just calling to tell you that...
I know you. You're Tara Pee Pants.
Yes, that's me.
It's in the way she says boss man.
Yes, it is. So with the traffic like it is, you might get a repeat. Who knows?
Did you not pee before you left?
Well, I forgot I wasn't thinking about the traffic, and I didn't really have to at that time, and so.
And how long ago was that?
I've gone 3 blocks in about 22 minutes.
Oof. What did you have to drink before you left work?
I have one of the 32-ounce cups, and it was of water. So, and I've had a little bit before then. So we'll just see. I'm hoping not, but I'm going from downtown Fort Worth to Mansfield, so. You might have some trouble.
Is it, where are you right now?
I'm still downtown Fort Worth.
What street?
Downtown Fort Worth.
I can't find you.
Yeah, we're there.
It's not like we have somebody looking for you. I was just going to say, if the traffic stopped, just get out of your car and piss on the road.
Mm-hmm.
I'm over on Main Street, so in Fort Worth.
Yeah, that's a good place to piss.
Actually, it is. Just put the car in park, go inside, take a leak somewhere, and go back to the car.
Probably could.
Do you even bother to bring, like, cups with you or anything because you have to pee in the car?
No, because I have on pants. It'd be kind of hard. But I think I'll be fine today. I'm hoping.
Mm.
Just depends on how 287 is.
Well, check back with me later.
Okay.
Try not to giggle.
You know, boss man. I will try not to. Try not to be too funny.
No
leaks. But I'm glad you're on.
No leakies.
Mm-hmm.
We'll try.
Okay.
Thanks, boss man.
Pee pants.
I know you.
I can tell by the way she said boss man. Let's go back and revisit Taryn's original phone call.
Yeah. Let me take this before we do traffic.
Hello, Tara.
I'm not very happy with you right now, boss man.
Did you pee in your car?
I did.
Yes. Stay thirsty, my friends.
6:31, another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy's and Eagles Black Thunder.
Sorry, give me a second. Okay, hold on.
Useless.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I do have some information on 287. It's just nowhere near her section of 287. Swiss cheese in mobile unit 93 says 287 from Midlothian to Mansfield is all clear. Going to grab my Jeep and see if I can go fishing for dummies.
Oh, charge them to pull them out?
Mm-hmm. Well. There was actually on Monday, I think I got the story, there was a Jeep club that was helping stranded motorists on I-20.
Hang on a second. I'm looking at my flash because when I pulled up Tara's clip, I just searched piss. And there's one here that just says pissing. Tara! Yeah. Doesn't that feel good right now? Let it out. Wet your fins. Oh. That was a big gulp.
Yep.
This is making me need to go pee.
Yeah, I can.
But. That's one of those morning pisses. It was like, I just want to go back to sleep, please.
Yeah, the old stop starts.
I had one morning that I've never timed the one from Major League? Tom Hanks?
Major League?
There's no crying in baseball.
League of Their Own.
Yeah, League of Their Own.
I never timed his, but I think one morning I beat it.
I've been there. It's usually...
And you never really know. You just know you got to pee. So you don't really time it.
Mm-mm. The times when I've gone like that, it was the morning after drinking. And I did not get up in the middle of the night at all to go. So, I mean, we're talking about 8 to 10 hours of backup.
Surprising. Your body didn't wake you up.
Usually it does, but back then, for whatever reason, it just held on to it. It was like a piss camel. And then went, oof. Mm-mm. I was afraid. I was like, about halfway through, I'm thinking, is it going to overflow?
I'm looking at these other clips that I just have labeled piss. Don't drink piss at lunch. Okay. That's the... Piss into the woods alligator with a flashback to
Alfie says line one.
Okay.
Sorry, line two.
Or two.
Yes, Amy?
Hey, don't play that sound again, please. I have been in my car for almost 4 hours on 35 going to Corinth, and I have to pee so bad.
Where are you right now?
I am on 35 going north. I just passed the 407 exit, so I'm headed to Lake Louisville. But I left Grand Prairie at noon.
As traffic is a complete stop, you're driving about 10 miles an hour.
About 5 miles an hour. And the roads aren't slick, but people just aren't going. I mean, you know, I mean, of course you want to drive safely, but there's no need for 5 miles an hour. And there's nowhere to stop. I have to go pee. So please don't play that sound again.
Why do you do this to me?
What?
We talked about that one day on the air. What is it? We know the noise, the ping noise for guys makes us need to pee.
Yeah.
So it works for women too?
It does for me.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Running water. That sound. Oh, yeah. I'm sitting here with my legs crossed trying to drive. Oh, my God.
God, wouldn't that feel good right now?
It would feel good. I don't even have a cup or anything. I'm looking around my car.
What kind of seats you got?
Leather.
That'd be all right.
Yeah, you can just sweep that out the window.
Yeah. Had you, you know, got the cheap velour or whatever, then you'd probably have an issue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure my husband would look at me funny if I came running at the door with wet pants.
What? You get cream pie to work again today?
Oh, my God.
Have you, as your, you ever had a cream pie?
What?
Like an actual cream pie or one?
I'm trying to see if I can get her pee.
Okay.
Somewhere.
You know, when they leave it in and finish there.
I'm going to plead the fifth on that.
Mm.
Do you have any kids?
I do have kids.
Well, there's your answer.
What?
Well,
oh, okay.
I'm so glad you're on today.
You call me back if you go pee-pee.
I will.
Okay.
Have a good one. Yeah. Bye.
She's going to regret this.
Maybe you get one of those real long crazy straws and just stick it in your hoo-ha and piss in the back seat. That'd be funny just to watch it coming out.
Yeah. Yeah, oh. It's through the floorboard, just through the seat.
Even better if she has a sunroof.
What? Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Look at it. Imagine the guy behind her. Look, it's a fountain. Ew. I mean, with that much time stuck in the car, you got to find a way to MacGyver some stuff.
That's some pressure, Jack. Mm-hmm. Looking like the Bellagio.
Man, she's got a show.
Looking at the traffic map. I don't think traffic looked that bad. Well, we had the crap on Monday.
No, it didn't, because everyone, it was a different time of day. So everything closed before everyone got out. This is what on Fox 4 put on Facebook a few hours ago. As far as a traffic map.
It's the, actually it looks like the same traffic map we use, but they put up icons everywhere. There's an accident, mm-hmm. and there's so many different icon, you know, little whatever you call those, that you can't see the map.
Yep.
Show it to Chloe.
Here, we're going to sweat Chloe.
Jesus!
Yeah, that was 2 hours ago.
Wow.
What's wrong with you people? It's snow. At least you got some traction.
Well, the other problem is you have TxDOT crews going around trying to sand it, and so they're getting in front of people, and people are slowing down there.
So?
Well, you have to slow down in whatever lane that the sanding truck is going on.
Yeah. What I do is I watch the tires of the car in front of me,
mm-hmm.
and I can tell. I mean, if there's spray coming off the tires, means it's water. It's not frozen. So you kind of use that as a guideline. Or if they swerve and go into the median, then you know maybe to slow down. But I wonder what it is like to roll over in a car.
Hello?
Never?
I don't think so.
Not even when you were working for the rental car place?
I've turned sideways in a car before, in a van. Just on its side, but as far as rolling
around. You turned it on its side?
Oh, yeah.
Then you took it back to the service department, hugging on the rearview mirror.
No, that was the time I actually had to call somebody. Because we couldn't get it right back right on its all.
But you always tell them whatever the problem is, it overheats.
Yes. On the red tag.
This car looks like it's been rolled 3 times. Yeah, and it overheated when I was rolling it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what caused the rollover.
That's right. Haven't you ever seen Family Guy?
Okay. You were about to bring something up, Dan. I forgot.
I was looking for the story about the I think it was a Chisholm Trail Jeep Club that on Monday was getting stranded motorists and 18-wheelers, you know, off the road or back on the road on I-20 on Monday. So it was like a Jeep club that just felt like, hey, let's go out and help some folks. But they were doing it for free. They weren't charging anybody.
But Swiss Cheese is going to charge people?
I don't think he's going to charge people. He might charge some people. And I say good for him.
Yeah.
He's a cop having to put a kid through college. He's working like 80 different extra jobs. Give him at least a tip.
Yeah, no, tow truck companies will charge you if they just happen to be driving by.
Yeah, you'll know it's Swiss Cheese because it's a blue Jeep and he's full of holes. scars.
I wonder if Officer Lonnie's working today.
Oh, you know he has to.
Yeah, man, I got to be out there. We don't need no snow plows.
Mm-mm.
All I do is I just open the door and drag my behind the car.
This road is clean.
Got all 4 lanes. It's the Lonnie plow. I even let some bitches ride on it when I was clearing out the roads.
It's a ride like Six Flags. Woo!
You know, like you see out in like Cancun, they ride them big nanners. Who wants to ride the Officer Lonnie?
Yay! Bouncing up and down, just going happy.
Who wants to go faster?
I think even a couple of kids put snowmen on it.
There's music playing.
There's a paraglider above it. Man, the view's great.
Man, this penis has everything. Mm-hmm. This is better than the place in Vegas with the roller coaster on top.
Yeah, they wouldn't let me put a roller coaster on the top of my penis. They said I'd have to put up them red flashing lights.
For air traffic?
Yeah. Especially since it's harder to see at night. And I am not painting my penis red and white.
Alfie, do I want to tell you these before we move on?
Line 5 if you want to know about rolling.
Okay. Yes, David.
Hey, boss.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I was wanting to tell you, rolling over in a car is not fun at all. I was with a couple of buddies of mine one time. Driving down this dirt road, little front-wheel drive Subaru, lost control. We went end over end 6 times. Good thing is, we all walked away from it.
Where was this?
Oh, this was in Frisco.
Okay. Because I saw it, and it was, what kind of car?
It was an old 77 Subaru.
Okay, it's not the same one I saw then. Because I saw one flip, and this was years ago. Gail Lightfoot's husband, you don't care. be careful. Gail Lightfoot's husband was with me, mm-hmm. and we were driving. It was someplace in Dallas, and it was one of the ones that Dundee used to endorse.
Crocodile?
Not a crocodile car. The
it was just the Subaru Outback, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And we back and forth just a little bit, then went into the median, and then flipped back over front 3 or 4 times.
Jesus.
Now that I think about it, we probably should have stopped.
Man, that was cool.
We stopped.
God, man.
No, as soon as it stopped rolling, they got out, so we knew they were okay.
See, by today's standards, I see them get out. I think, I think they at least have one concussion.
Because I think I'm not a paramedic.
Well, no, but I'm thinking if I flip a few times.
I mean, I can give you one, according to Mandy.
Jesus. I just see it as like, I think I'd want to collect my thoughts for a minute or so.
No, they immediately got out. Maybe they worried about fire.
Yeah.
Like, oh, and who knows what they were doing. Because this was in the 80s. So chances are, but you know, they weren't texting.
No.
And cell phones were relatively new. So I don't know what they were doing, but it was cool. And I was surprised that we did stop, make sure everybody got out of the vehicle. Because, you know, there are some people, it's like, I'm getting out.
Yeah.
I don't care how hard this helicopter crashed.
Chip on. Do you know he's in our building occasionally?
Chip Wagner?
Mm-hmm.
Which helicopter was it that went down that he was in?
I think it was the KVI helicopter.
And who was in it with him?
It was Julie DeHardy.
Yeah. Yeah, Chip got out and left Julie in there.
Well, I think she had a sideways neck at the time. Maybe he thought she just was a goner. Like, clearly no reason to help her.
I made it. I'll just watch from here. Doesn't burst into flames, maybe I'll call somebody.
Hey, are you okay?
I know what you're thinking about. You okay? The guy that just jumped into the wood chipper.
Yep.
Hey, in there. Can you hear me? Are you okay?
How's the spot load today, Chloe?
It is actually just medium.
Okay. So we have time to play this if you want, since I see you pulled audio of Leonard Nimoy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a New York Times tribute. One of those I guess they had on file ready to go.
How long is it?
It's like 2.5.
Live long and prosper.
Is there a more famous TV gesture than the Vulcan salute? Leonard Nimoy, who popularized the gesture in his role as Mr. Spock on the 60s TV series Star Trek, both lived long and prospered before dying at the age of 83. In an age where the word is overused, the half-man, half-alien was truly an iconic character. Pointy ears, upturned eyebrows, bowl haircut.
Upturned what?
Eyebrows.
Oh, I don't know why I thought he said diaper.
Yeah, I missed that part of the character. Vulcans.
It was probably the Vulcan diapers, probably by Star Trek V.
Mm-hmm. Everyone had them.
An iconic character. Pointy ears, upturned eyebrows, bowl haircut. Maddeningly logical, frustratingly dispassionate.
You'd make a splendid computer, Mr. Spock.
Why, thank you.
That is very kind of you, Captain.
That was close.
Star Trek was canceled after 3 seasons, shocking for how famous it's become. And Nimoy went on to star in the show Mission Impossible and hosted In Search Of, a series that investigated mysteries and paranormal phenomena.
Love that
show.
It
was here that the modern quest would begin for the tomb of Tutankhamun.
He also had a memorable role as a psychiatrist in the 1978 remake of Invasion of the Body Snatchers. The following year, he and his fellow Star Trek crew would go on to star on the first of 6 feature films based on the series, 2 of which Nimoy directed.
And I'll point out, those are the ones that made the most money. I think it was Star Trek V that Shatner directed.
What happened with that one?
They had to make a 6 because they didn't want to go out on 5.
Damn,
That's a quote from... not Roddenberry, Harv Bennett.
Who was Harv Bennett?
It was one of the producers.
Oh, okay.
Also one of the producers of the $6 Million Man.
Ah.
First of 6 feature films based on the series, 2 of which Nimoy directed. Anyone who's ever been defined by a single accomplishment can understand why Nimoy was at points ambivalent about his legacy. This was a man who wrote 2 autobiographies and cheekily titled them, I Am Not Spock, and I Am Spock. But Nimoy truly embraced the role.
I am not Spock. Could I need the money? I am Spock.
Yep. His third autobiography was in the works, simply called Typecast.
I'm not sure, but I think he was in the Star Trek movies with the original cast.
Mm-hmm.
He was the only one to repeat Captain Kirk's opening lines, "Space, the final frontier." It was, I think, when he died at the end of The Wrath of Khan. I just thought it was unique.
It is very unique, and I like it. It makes sense because I think out of everyone that came out of all the characters that were in that universe, Spock is the most identifiable. You can say James T. Kirk, yeah, it's pretty cool, but really, but the two biggest things are Spock and when Kirk kissed that green thing, the green lady.
Man, I'm glad you said the green lady. I thought there was a racial issue coming up.
No, no.
Because that was the first on-screen kiss, TV kiss, of interracial kiss.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about the green chick. I'm talking about
Uhura.
Nichelle Nichols.
Yeah, right, so three things. And the fight with the green monster. Okay, four. I'm going to shut up.
It was one of my favorite lines out of one of the movies. I forget which one it was. They're being sent off. They were convicted of killing somebody, Kirk and McCoy, and they're being sent to Nuta Kinte or whatever.
Oh my God!
It was an isolation camp.
All right.
And Kirk makes out with his chick, and McCoy rolls over and he goes, "What is it with you?" But that was a joke. It was 20 years in the making. Don't want to play the rest of this?
Yeah.
Turning in many cameos that traded on his character.
Hello, I'm Leonard Nimoy. The following tale of alien encounters is true, and by true, I mean false.
He appeared in both the Star Trek reboot and its sequel, and happily attended fan convention after fan convention.
James T. Kirk.
To paraphrase one of the franchise's most famous, and come on, moving scenes, Leonard Nimoy was, and always will be,
your
Mr.
friend.
Spock.
No.
Live long and prosper.
Yeah.
And actually, William Shatner was jealous of Nimoy in the 60s because Spock was getting more of the media attention than Shatner was. So I don't know if that's why Shatner demanded more close-ups or whatever. But Nimoy had said that in interviews before. I got to interview him. I know nobody cares, but I'm thinking of all the ones from the original cast. We've talked to George Takei.
Yep.
I interviewed Walter Koenig.
Chekhov?
No, I don't have time for that, no.
Man, that... See, what happened was... went over there...
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Your ongoing mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life forms and new civilizations, to boldly go where no one has gone before.
409, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Check on traffic. Actually, you're going to need the longer traffic bed, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, it's crap.
Let's see what the longest one I got is. This one's pretty long. Excuse me. 410, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles' Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Kroger. Let's get started off in Dallas. The Bush at 30. Sorry, both ramps at 30 coming off the Bush are completely blocked due to ice buildup. That has traffic jacked up in the area. In Irving, southbound Loop 12, Walton Barker between Shady Grove and Singleton. That part of the highway there is completely shut down due to an accident. Traffic's completely stopped back from 35. In Louisville, northbound I-35, right after the Lake Louisville Bridge, got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from 121. Into Collin County, southbound 75, right between Melissa Road and Davis Road. That part of the highway has been reopened. That 15-car pileup there has been cleared out. Traffic's still going to suck real bad going through there. And finally, in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, right at I-20, that exit there is blocked due to stalled semis on the ramp because of all the ice and crap. avoid that area if you can. In fact, if you're out on the road, it's going to suck. Expect at least a two-hour drive wherever the hell you're going. Really, just don't even bother today. If you see an accident, though, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Valvoline. Tonight, more snow is likely, along with some freezing rain and drizzle. A low of 27. Tomorrow, freezing rain continues in the morning, but we hit a high around 39. Right now, 28 degrees and 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
I don't know if he put out entire albums, but you know, Leonard Nimoy recorded some songs.
Sounds vaguely familiar. And he was serious about it?
Yeah, because when we interviewed him for the TV show, Hot Tickets. And so we played one of the clips. It was a satellite interview.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, okay, what was that? He goes, I don't know. And then he started referring to himself in third person. He was saying, I don't know why I did it. Leonard, why did you need to do that? I can't answer the question for you. I pulled one up. I found one on YouTube.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes.
Oh, he even admitted he wasn't any good.
Okay.
I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
He still did better than Shatner.
Oh, yeah.
I find it very.
The Shatner and the Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Oh, God, that was awful.
How big is your ego?
It is pretty impressive that a man of such small stature can just be a giant.
Dick?
Yep.
Okay. You know how my computer is, so I'm going to click on this, and I don't know if it's going to play or not. And let's see.
I had a hammer. That hammer in the morning. And that hammer in the evening.
Yeah, he's terrible.
All over this land.
We're on Shatner.
It's actually not that bad.
Love between my brothers and my sisters. All over this land.
I want to say he also covered Proud Mary.
No. That I don't want to hear.
Give me a second. Let's see if this is going to load.
I want to hear Spock with some soul.
Alfie, any piss checks yet?
Nothing yet.
Damn. Tara's going to let us down. Infamous pee pants.
I left a good job in the city, working for the man.
Was he worried about playing it at normal speed?
Well, CCR's version of Proud Mary is slow, too. It's Tina Turner that wound that thing up.
Right, and that's how it should be.
Yeah, I can't stand CCR's version.
Keep on turning. Proud Mary, keep on burning.
Wow.
Dude, get some friends like I got that'll tell you if you can't do something.
Yeah, if you tried doing Proud Mary like that, I would tell you to stop it.
Stop it for everything.
No, but that really is just, God bless him for trying, but because did he do that before Tina Turner got a hold of it?
I have no clue.
If so, then I will forgive it, but after Tina Turner's version, there is no slower version. It needs to be at least that. Because otherwise it just sounds like a white boy can't keep up.
Yeah, CCR's was as slow as that.
Ugh.
Okay. Checking the TV, see if anything consequences going on.
No, it's everything still pretty much frozen. Outside, you know, weather report.
There goes Dan.
Still snowing.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Because it had pretty much stopped when I drove in a couple hours ago.
Yeah, let's start it back up.
Which means it's going to be a pain in the ass to go home.
Yes, it is. Going back to what King Mallory said, it's going to get worse when the sun goes down. So go home.
You want to try and call Michael Ray with the NTTA?
Ooh, yeah.
Alfie, is this his office or his cell?
That's his cell phone.
You know, I gotta ask him.
I know. I'd be disappointed if you didn't.
Yeah, he was all over the news today.
Might still be. Somewhere.
Hi, this is Michael Ray from the North Texas Tollway Authority. I'm not able to get your call right now. If you need winter weather information, please contact Susan Slupecki.
Please turn on the TV.
Yeah, really.
P-E-C-K at ntta.org. That's S. Slupecki.
Oh, Jesus. Oh,
God, man.
Just, you couldn't have said turn on channel 11?
1-2-1-4.
I'm trying to leave a message.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Michael, it's Russ Martin at the Eagle. Call me back on this number when you get a chance. I got a question for you.
Very important question.
I got to the phone as quick as I could. What is it?
What are you doing?
Yeah, you might. If that happens in the way that you just played it out, keep your hand hovering over that dump button like it's pressing your luck.
He talks to everybody else. He can talk to us.
I know, but you know how he's a spokesperson. He's going to look down on the radio. You put me on TV. Aha. Radio. TV. Yes. It will help everyone. Radio. Now I got time for that.
Well, he was in radio long before he was the public information officer for the NTTA.
Yeah, but now he's TV. He's on TV a lot.
I'm not sure, but I think we had him in the pilot of Hot Tickets.
Really?
When he was, I think, still flying in the KBI helicopter. Mm-hmm. I'll ask him that, too, after I ask the first question.
Excellent.
Then I'll have to ask him what he thinks about Merle Haggard, since Clo thinks that's the first question you ask in an interview.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, I'm talking to Stone Temple Pilots. What do you guys think about Merle? Ugh. I like that long gap.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hey, what's up? Dean and Eric, this is Clo from the Eagle in Dallas.
Hey, Clo. All right, Clo, how are you?
Doing good, man. Well, I want to get this out of the way first. I've got to get your guys' thoughts on Merle Haggard.
That's about all you need to know.
Yep. Send that out to the Marconi Awards people and say, uh-huh, uh-huh. Interview of the year, baby. That's right.
And then close interview with James Hetfield. Hey, on the new DVD, I forgot the name of it. Anyway, didn't bother to stop. Go, hey, we're recording this, so let me grab the DVD or be ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
Then he asked him, how do you ever decide how many chuka chuka chukas do you put at the end of a song?
Hey, that's a good question.
He didn't really have an answer, though.
No, I thought he would.
He did. He just basically said, well, you just kind of, it's feel a feel it. Yeah.
Okay. Line one, Alfie?
Yeah, he says he's part of that that club.
Which club?
The Jeep club that was pulling people out.
Oh. Yes, Alan.
All I was doing was just calling to get a message or rest. I heard he gave a shout out to the guys pulling everybody out, and I just want to tell him thank you.
Well, that was Dan, but you're still welcome.
Oh, the Dan? Okay, I'm sorry.
You don't charge them when you pull them out?
No, sir.
They ever try and pay you?
What's that?
Did they ever try to pay you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had one gentleman who was a preacher, and He said he was compelled by God to, you know, that to give us a tip, and we were like, okay, well, you can't argue with God.
How much did he give you?
It was another Jeep guy. I don't know how much it was. So
you guys don't divvy up the tips at the end of the day?
No. What we did was we broken probably 5 or 6 straps. And I tell everybody, just do whatever you know, go buy your stuff, whatever. And we, at the end of, after all this is over, if there's anything left, we're going to donate to charity. We got another Jeep club out there that's doing a benefit for a little boy with cancer. And so whatever, if there's anything left, and a lot of people, you know, they'll try to give us something. We don't even take it. So, but we're going to raise some more money for this kid that's fighting cancer. So we're going to donate it all to him. So,
Who's the kid?
His name's Skyler. And I think it's Team Skyler on Instagram. Don't quote me on that because I'm going to look it up. But they're having a big event out of a place called Boondocks on Eagle Mountain Lake.
Okay.
So anyway, it'll be a good deal.
Okay.
I didn't mean to take any of your time. I just wanted to say.
That's all right. We're just jacking around today. But I wanted you, if you're doing that for that kid with cancer, I thought you should at least be able to plug it.
Well, like I said, we don't even need the plug. I just wanted to tell y'all thank you because a friend of mine, we're out right now trying to pull some people out and stuff, and I was outside the Jeep, and some guy Facebooked me and said, man, you need to thank Russ. He just gave a shout-out to y'all on air. So I just wanted to make sure y'all knew we appreciate you.
Well, you're doing a good thing.
All right.
You're an idiot for not charging anybody.
Especially if you're trying to raise funds for something.
Yeah, you can't take these tips. We don't want you raising money for a kid with cancer. Yeah, but you know, we got to buy straps.
We figure better to reinvest.
Who do you want to bother next? You want to call Larry Mallory? Maybe somebody at the DPS?
Sure.
Alfie, are you on it?
Yo.
Larry Mallory.
I got his number. Pulling it up now.
Calling.
Got it.
Okay, you got any audio you want to get to?
Yeah, I actually got quite a bit.
Okay.
The thing is though, which to do? This actually happened on Monday during the ice storm. Then Cut 18, I think it was Channel 11. Yeah, from CBS 11. They were doing the standard thing. Their flights canceled, delayed at DFW. So the guy's doing stand-up in front of the airlines, and he happens to run into someone familiar who's also stranded at the airport.
Some flights still are coming in, and some cannot get out. And I mean, I don't care who you are. Even if you're Erica Baidu, Grammy Award-winning Erica Baidu here, you're stuck as well.
Yes, Steve, how you doing? Good to see you.
Good to see you.
It's hard out here for a pimp. You know, a lot of schools are closed, DISD, Garland, Grand Prairie, everything.
You're trying to get to
school. We got Larry.
What? Oh, okay. Mr. Mallory.
Russ, you feeling better?
Who said I was sick?
That's what Alfie was telling me.
Bah.
No. Well,
Chloe and I had to work by ourselves on the air Monday. Have you ever done a talk show?
No, I've never done that.
You ever done one with a monkey? That's what it was like for me.
It's
with
on my bucket list.
Chloe, yeah. Mine's now marked off.
Yeah.
So that Tuesday, I thought, you know, it's a good time to let the guys see what it's like.
Yeah.
Without me. And they, actually, they did better than I thought.
There you go.
So
you still have your job, right?
Yeah. So what are you doing?
It's a mess out there, isn't it?
How much longer is the snow going to continue? Because I thought it had pretty much stopped. I finally got here about 2 o'clock, and it had stopped by the time I got here.
Yeah, you know, the worst of it now is going to be up in the northern half of the metro area, really from, like, you know, DFW Airport northward, Collin and Denton County. They'll probably get another inch to maybe 2 inches here over the next couple of hours. Fort Worth, Dallas, light flurries, light snow for another couple hours. But we're not done yet, guys, because later this evening it changes to freezing rain and drizzle, and that's going to last all night tonight and all morning tomorrow.
Well, I don't have to be anywhere tomorrow.
You just got to get home.
Yeah.
Just got to get home. And that's the thing. I mean, it's best to get home before the sun goes down because.
Yeah, we heard you say that earlier during one of your live broadcasts of, yeah, you need to get home before the sun goes down because, you know, that means it ain't hot no more.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. that slush is going to freeze up. Yeah, you got it.
So tell me, Dan played some of the audio. I listened to some of the audio they did without me on Tuesday. And they were talking about Channel 5's Thunder Truck. You still with me? You didn't hang up on me for that. I guess he did. Man, that must be a sensitive topic.
He was all about talking, trash talking the Thunder Truck on Tuesday.
Yeah. Well, maybe he had to go do a live shot. We got Channel 5 on in here.
Well, he's on 11.
Oh, 11. Well, yeah, we have that on too. Mm-hmm. I'm curious who's going to take the next step.
Well, the ball's in 4-8's court. Larry's back.
Okay. So Dan said when he brought up Channel 5's Thunder Truck, he went, yeah, we got four of those.
It's true. Yeah.
When you guys saw them,
they're a little slow to the game, but that's good for them. It's a neat little truck they got there.
Look at Larry calling Channel 5 cute.
I love trash talking Larry Mowry. He's my favorite.
Yeah.
And then what was the other thing? He's like, yeah, they got a Thunder Truck. We've got a 1 million watt radar.
All right, yeah. Yeah, we've got the most powerful Doppler on Earth, right?
Now, how many people do you guys, are you the only ones that have access to that, or is that something that?
Yeah, that's our radar. I mean, we own and operate that radar, and then, you know, we tap into the other radar, the National Weather Service radars, and even the radars at DFW and Love Field. I have access to those when we're tracking storms.
Alfie, somebody's calling the other line. Pick that up and hang up on them. Okay. Do you ever offer to share it with the other stations for money?
No. There's no price good enough for that.
I don't know. It would be kind of cool to hear one of the, like Delkus on 8, to say, all right, since we're using Larry's million-watt radar from CBS 11,
that
might be pretty worth it.
That would be worth it, yeah. Yeah, he looks at my forecast anyways.
Man, I saw on Twitter.
Oh man, killer!
Yeah, I've got 30 seconds, guys. Then I have to hop on TV. But
okay, well then I won't bother you anymore.
No, you're good. You're good. If you have one more quick question, if you got one.
I just saw that some chick that was listening on Tuesday to the show when you were on that you had called the forecast accurately, and she tweeted. She goes, "Larry Mowry got it right. I'm sticking with Larry." And then, of course, you know what Larry does?
What's that?
He favorites that tweet.
And all those other ones blasting me, I didn't.
All right. Go on, boss. Thanks for the visit.
Thanks, guys. Be safe out there.
All right. Yes, Alfie?
Michael Ray's on the hotline for you.
From the NTTA.
Yes, he is.
Mr. Ray.
Yes.
What are you doing?
I'm calling you back against my better judgment.
It's already gone perfectly.
I've not had a chance to listen, so I'm certain I'm walking into something.
I've really never expected you to listen at any point in time. let me ask you this. First of all, we know you guys got the freeways handled, and the NTTA, when I drove home Sunday night, I came up to the station to get some stuff done, and I already saw the trucks standby. This is like 10 o'clock at night. Nothing had started, and you guys already had the trucks out. Ready to roll.
Yeah, we went 12-hour shifts noontime Sunday. That's after pre-treating last Thursday and Friday. And then 12-hour shifts starting Sunday. So it's been a long go for our guys.
Okay, so today is obviously different because on the ice, you'll use that melting solution, whatever it is that you have. Today is just sanding?
No, I mean, we'll put out some solid de-icer. We call it, the brand name is MD-20.
I used to drink that.
Yes, I would have guessed that. It's a de-icer. It's kind of a heavy salt. It's looks gray and brown. You can see it show up pretty well, and sand as well for traction.
Is some of it sort of pinkish?
Yes, exactly.
I saw some of that on the side of the road today.
Oh, yes, okay. Sir.
I didn't know what that was left from.
Well, it could be from any. Yeah. Likely it's from one of our events in the past, yeah.
So how many interviews have you done today?
Countless. A lot of folks have asked, but I don't guess anyone will be like this one is about to be.
Let me ask you this.
Didn't we, when we did Hot Tickets, didn't we have you in the pilot, our first episode?
Yes. Yeah, I still have it on the VHS.
When you were still flying in the KVI helicopter.
That is correct, yeah.
And who did I fly with? Jim Helms in Black, when we had the real Black Thunder.
Right, I think Jim was in that. I don't know if Clarence was my pilot at that time.
I want to say it was. That name sounds familiar, but we needed a close-up shot. We wanted different shots of all the different helicopters.
Right.
And the two of them, Black Thunder and the KVI helicopter, got so close. I went, dude, you guys are going to hit rotors.
Yeah.
I was not happy about it.
But you survived. That was a great pilot. It was a great show.
Well, I'm too old to do it now.
Well, as am I.
Well, how long have you been with the NTTA?
I've been here 4 years.
Seems like it's been longer than that. Well, when did you decide, all right, I've had enough of radio?
Radio and then TV. So before this, I mean, I was at KVIL from, 84 to 99. And then Texas Cable News, if you remember that.
I do. Texas Cable News with Jolene DeVito and
correct
some other people. And Jolene's now the PIO for the Irving Police Department.
Carrollton.
I believe it's Carrollton.
Okay. But she's a PIO someplace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's hot. Did you?
What?
Did you?
So anyway.
Yeah.
Don't do that to him.
Why?
He called you back. He's a busy man today.
Okay. I won't keep you. I just wanted to call and bother you.
Hey, y'all be careful.
Hold on. Dan wants to ask you something.
Yeah. Hey, Michael, any sort of classic Ron Chapman situation you might have found yourself in? Did you ever get one of the talks where he had his fingers up against his lips?
Oh, yeah.
What did you do?
I just I learned from it.
Well, what did you do to get the... Did he always start it with, okay, just to let you know, this is going to be a monologue.
Yeah. I bought a car for $400 from Steve Eberhardt.
I remember he used to do different shifts on KVIL.
Correct. And I was driving it to work one day, and it blew up, as $400 cars tend to do. So I got we were promoting a vehicle, and I got a station loaner and parked it out front. And that was a no-no at that building. So I was told to move that car immediately. He would wait on the air as long as it would take.
Why couldn't you park a loaner out front?
Well, you couldn't park any. It's part of the old the bank building. It was the one off of Mockingbird and Central back in the day.
Right. I think it's a hotel or something now.
Exactly. Yeah. And you couldn't take up the bank parking spaces.
They parked the KVIL van out front.
Well, I think that was grandfathered in. I think that was the only thing. But you're correct about that. Your memory is amazing.
Did Because we've heard stories of Chapman having fits. Did you ever see a full-blown one?
No. I mean, I think a lot of that's overrated. I mean, Ron was very demanding, but nothing that he didn't do himself. I mean, I remember a few years ago you had him up there. So he's pretty.
Yeah, I was shocked when he came on with us, because even though I told him a long time ago, I even mentioned in a news story when I took over mornings. You can hang up anytime you get bored with this, because I'm almost bored with it. After I took over mornings for Stern, and then somehow we were able to get back to number one, Adults 2554, I even credited Chapman in the news story. I learned everything from Chapman, which I'm sure it pissed him off.
Yeah.
Because he's going, there's nothing on that show that has anything to do with slickness.
Well, I mean, that was a heck of an accomplishment, and I think he respected that. Can't speak for him, but I mean, I know he was certainly aware of what you did.
Well, I can be a nice guy at times. I have to go spin the wheel of punishment, because I've forbidden anybody to call me a nice guy, so I have to go.
All right. Hey, good to talk to you guys. Be safe.
All right, you too. Michael Ray from the NTTA. He also handled one of my fines for me.
Huh?
The toll tag fine thing. Are we really that late?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the truck that I sold, the guy didn't change the plates over it, and he just kept running up and down the tollway with my tags.
So instead of calling the customer service number, you called the NTTA's public spokesperson.
No.
What?
Alfie did.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
4:44. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is at KAGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you. Excuse me. Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Don Davis Auto Group. Whole lot going on. I guess let's get started off in Dallas. The Bush Turnpike at 30. That exit there is completely blocked. The ramp to westbound 30 still blocked. The eastbound ramp, okay, never mind, they're both blocked, I'm sorry. Just avoid that area if you can. In Irving, southbound, look for Walton Walker between Shady Grove and Singleton. That part of the highway there completely shut down due to an accident. Traffic's completely stopped back from I-35. Let's move into Louisville, northbound I-35, just after the Lake Louisville Bridge. That accident there is cleared out. Traffic's still jacked up back from 121. In Frisco, northbound on the Tully right at Stonebrook Parkway, got an accident there blocking the two right lanes. Traffic's backed up back from Gaylord. And in Fort Worth, northbound 35W right at Rippey Street, got a stalled vehicle blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from I-20. Never miss a moment of the show by subscribing to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives today at RussMartin.fm. Proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
The Eagle weather brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Tonight, more snow and drizzle and winter precipitation, a low of 27. Tomorrow, a little bit of freezing rain and a high of 39. Right now, 28. The 97.1 The Eagle.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. I'm proud of iHeart's Show Your Stripes, Hire Smart, Hire a Vet program. I'm also proud of the Russ Martin Show Listeners Foundation. Russ and his listeners support the families of Dallas-Fort Worth police officers and firefighters who have selflessly fallen in the line of duty. To donate, please go to RussMartin.com.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Were we in the middle of audio when we got sidetracked with Michael Ray and Larry Mowry?
Yeah, it was Cut 18. It was on Monday. CBS 11 was talking about the flight closures and
yeah,
delays.
Who's the Ezekiel Badu person?
It's Erica Badu.
Oh, okay.
She's a Grammy-winning R&B artist who makes her home in Dallas.
Oh.
And she was stuck at the airport. Alfie's met her once.
She's very cool.
You almost slipped. Alfie's creeped her before.
I've done both.
You've met her?
Yes, I have.
How? Where?
At a Whole Foods, actually. Both times I ran across her were at Whole Foods.
He likes to go where they eat. He knows they must come back.
But Luke Bryan doesn't like Whole Foods.
Nah, man. Whole Foods suck. No, it's not right. I love Whole Foods. It's regular stores that suck because they only give you parts of food.
Oh, I got it. So she just happened to be at the airport when somebody was doing this live stand-up?
Yes.
Chick thinking?
Some flights still are coming in and some cannot get out. And I mean, I don't care who you are. Even if you're Erica Badu, Grammy Award-winning Erica Badu here, you're stuck as well.
Yes, Steve, how you doing? Good to see you, man.
Good to see you.
It's hard out here for a pimp. You know, a lot of
It's what?
It's hard out here for a pimp.
And who's the Steve guy?
Just a reporter.
Am I going to give credit?
Steve Miles, I believe.
With
CBS 11.
It's a Channel 11. I said it like five times.
Okay.
Steve somebody.
Good to see you, man.
Good to see you.
It's hard out here for a pimp. You know, a lot of schools are closed. BISD, Garland, Grand Prairie, everything.
You're trying to get to...
school is open, though.
You're trying to get to Los Angeles?
I'm trying to get to Los Angeles.
You have to wait a little bit.
I just need to wait a little bit longer.
Reporting live, Steve Pickett, CBS 11 News.
See, Steve Pickett.
Okay. I'm sorry. I don't know who she is.
That's okay. I didn't know for sure that you did. I did know for certain that Alfie did.
She's probably one of the most famous worldwide people from Dallas.
Currently living.
Yeah.
Is that to make me feel even more stupid?
Yeah.
Alfie?
You know, after Tuesday, you become a prick.
How have I become a prick?
Well, we don't need Russ. We did the show without him on Tuesday.
Nobody has said that except for Dan.
What?
Here we go.
He is turning into a prick. I'm going to hit you. First of all, no, not true. Second of all, Chloe, you still owe me $20. And Russ, don't you ever leave me again.
I think Chloe gets to keep the $20 just for coming up with the scam. Russ said I couldn't talk unless you give me money.
All right, fine. Money earned, but never again.
Which is only fair, because it was just Chloe and me on Monday. You got an extra person on Tuesday. Chloe and me, when you subtract all the commercials and everything out, we talked for over 3 hours.
Well, whose fault is that?
You know what I'm about to say. You know the face, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I have to say it since I've made the face.
God, lay it on me. All right. Feel better?
But no, I know you don't follow any of the Erykah Badu stuff, so I wouldn't expect you to know.
Well, there are a lot of popular people. There are a lot of big movies I've never seen that people still – I've never seen, like, Casablanca.
You know the gist of it.
I know Humphrey Bogart's in it. I've never seen Gone with the Wind. I know I'm going far back, but I'm talking about iconic movies.
Right.
I've never seen.
To help you briefly with Erykah Badu, ex-husband or just ex-boyfriend, Alfie?
Ex-boyfriend, I believe.
One of her ex-boyfriends and father of one of her children is, what's it, Andre 3000?
Exactly.
From Outkast, who did the a couple songs that you like.
The Polaroid picture?
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's that's how you can be kind of aware of who she is.
Well, possibly she'll call in. We can talk about it.
I'm sure she listens all the time. Because we know, if anything, our show is number one among pimps. There you go.
Yeah, let this show up on the iHeart playlist.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? Somebody that can sing.
Refreshing, isn't it?
I don't hear any auto-tune. I don't hear a little reverb.
You don't need it.
Is she relatively young?
Yeah. I mean, she's not like the current crop of pop stars.
Well, I mean, is she in her 20s, 30s?
30s, maybe 40s.
Well, I didn't know if she was old school, where it's like, if you're going to sing, you sing. You don't add a bunch of crap to it. You're going to sing, you sing like Charlie Pride or Marvin Gaye, Four Tops.
Sort of like if you're going to do something, if your voice is going to do something that sounds like some sort of effect, then you should be able to do it yourself.
I didn't use no effect when I sang Merle.
No, you didn't.
I should have.
Yes. We know. I'm kidding. Stop. Quit giving me the face.
Well, sometimes, luckily now, I don't even have to say it. You just know what the face means. do you have more audio?
Yeah, this is
going to break quick so we can get caught back up.
Okay, this will be good. This was the huge, huge news yesterday. Cut 19, two llamas on the loose in Arizona.
You know, I saw that. I was just while we were on the air, they kept showing aerial shots of these people chasing llamas, and I had no idea what it was, and I wasn't interested enough to bring the audio up because it was just aerial shot of llamas running around.
Well, in case, just so you know what you missed, Cut 19 is Shepard Smith from Fox News. They took a break from all the ISIS and damn Obama coverage to show the white and black llama on the run.
Was it just one llama?
It's two llamas.
Well, you said one black and white llama. That would be a push me, pull you.
That's my bad.
Mm-hmm.
Two llamas.
Isn't that right, Alfie?
Correct.
Thank you, Dr. Doolittle.
Mm-hmm.
Llama-palooza 2015 continues. Black llama, if you've just...
Somebody needs to stand behind him with a spade or a shovel or both. You know what I meant.
Look at me.
Llama-palooza.
Yeah, you get the stupid shovel.
Knock that eyeliner out your face.
Llama.
What?
I'm sorry to pause you, but real quick, through this clip, listen to his voice and how it kind of changes.
Okay.
Llama-palooza 2015 continues. Black llama, if you're just joining us. The breaking news this hour is that llamas are on the loose in Sun City, Arizona. And since we have two choppers hovering above it, not one but two, we're watching it. We'll get to the news. We have 24 hours a day to do the news. Enjoy with us the llamas. There's a fence there, so we're hoping that llama does not get over there into the big traffic. Look at lasso guy in the back here. Look at this. So close. Llama is better than you. And here comes lasso person again. Look, oh, this is possible now. Don't hurt him. Do not hurt him. Oh, no hurting. Look at that. Lassoed llama only on Fox.
All right, at least he was whatever the word is.
You had it right with self-defecating.
Yeah, okay. Look what we have here on Fox. Look at that man with a rope. I love cowboys.
Ooh, he's a cowboy. Llamas.
And he has a rope.
Ooh, look at him tie up that four-legged beast. Oh, girl.
Somebody get Hess number. So why was this such a big story?
It just was. I think it was.
It sounds like they were having a big snow day there wherever Fox is, and they didn't care either.
No,
it's like us for the past couple of days. What do you want to do now? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Let's take a Luke Bryan bit and stretch it half an hour.
Man, I love stretching.
Yesterday, everyone was all about this stupid llama thing and the stupid dress thing all over Twitter.
Don't. Do not. No. No, no. Do not.
What's the dress thing?
No.
No.
Llamas and dresses?
Yes. That's it. There's no more to it.
Well, it's either llamas and dresses or...
The llamas were the big story, and then the other thing after that was...
Shepherd, what's his name and address?
That actually would have been way more interesting.
Because you know he does.
Probably.
Yeah.
The other thing was some internet sensation.
I'd like to have a picture of him, like that Marilyn Monroe picture. Shepard Smith doing that.
Tonight on Fox News. A nice promo photo.
We should do that if the station, you know, what have we been here, 5 years?
Yeah.
Let's say in the next 5 years they decide to take a staff photo of us. We do the Marilyn Monroe thing. We all get white dresses and wigs. And that way, that'll prove that we're not gay. Okay, I'm sorry. What's the dress thing?
The dress. I don't even know the whole story because I didn't want to. Alfie.
The dress thing is part of the idiocy that was going through people yesterday. There was this picture of a dress, and the argument was whether or not the dress was either blue or black or white and gold. And everyone on the internet was going on and on with their opinion of, well, it looks blue and black to me. No, it looks white and gold to me. It's just,
why? It's basically how did the picture get on the internet? What part? What's it was a part of what story?
It was just something that somebody posted on Tumblr, I think, first, and then it spread from there onto Twitter and then onto Facebook and Instagram. It was everywhere, and like you said, it was just people were having some sort of mental snow day yesterday
over the color of a dress.
Yes.
What is it they couldn't tell?
It was a poorly exposed photo, so it did kind of look blue and black, and it did kind of look white and gold, depending on how you looked at it.
And was also, it just somebody they saw on the street wearing a dress and they went, hey, let's take a picture of this woman with this dress?
It was just a dress on a hanger.
And somehow it went viral.
Yes.
So much so that at one point, the llamas and the dress combined in different memes where people photoshopped a white and gold dress on the white llama and the blue and black dress on the black llama.
Okay, so what color was the dress?
We don't know.
Well, if you said if it was underexposed, that means the colors could have been off.
They could have been, but the light could have been a certain cast on it.
Well, it also depends on who's looking at it.
Exactly.
Different people see, we don't all see the exact same colors that we think we do.
Mm-hmm.
Different colors just photograph differently. It's like I'll make it quick. The Batmobile, there was a big argument, the 66 Batmobile.
Right.
What color was the red? Was it like, not chartreuse, but whatever, a hard color red?
Like red.
Or was it, you know, burgundy, or was it orange, fluorescent orange? There was a big argument because that particular color photographed differently in different light. And when Mark built my Batmobile, I went, what color is it? He goes, it's red. Well, what about all these other people? He goes, yours is red.
And you'll like it.
I went, is that the right color red? He goes, it's the...
Really? F***ing Batmobile. What do you care? All right. Well, you guys started it with the dress thing.
I said no. And you kept asking about it. This is what happens. It's, we can
have... I Googled... All I had to do was Google dress debate.
Yeah.
And that's all it's on the first page. Celebrities join in on what color this dress is debate. What colors are this dress? BBC News, optical illusion, dress color debate goes global. The great blue and black versus white gold dress debate. How could something that innocuous, something that retarded be news?
Because we're all stupid. And we all will post about it.
Well, let me click on an image. It's gold and white. What's a big problem?
Some people will fight you saying it's black and blue.
Picture I'm looking at is gold and white. Get it? Look at it.
Okay. I believe you. Okay.
It's black and blue.
The one on the right is black and blue. The one on the left is gold and white.
Yeah, that's pretty simple.
Alfie, do you have an explanation?
It's just a poorly exposed photo. They say it was overexposed, and it is scientifically what I've seen a breakdown of it. It's black and blue.
See, told you.
Well, you don't know unless you've seen the dress. I'd have to see the dress in person. Where is this dress?
I don't know. It's just an internet dress.
Is it something they sell at? I just follow you.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
Never miss a moment. Even in the AM. The Russ Martin Show. Weekday mornings, 7 to 11. On Talk Radio 1190.
507, this is KEGL. Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas.
Big wheels rolling, moving on.
Have a check on traffic. Alvin Coy is in Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by ExxonMobil. Traffic blows everywhere on all major thoroughfares, all size streets. If you're out there, you're pretty much stuck right now. Let's start off in Fort Worth. Northbound 35W right at Rippey Street. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the left lane. Traffic's backed up back from 20. In Irving, southbound Liverpool, Walton Walker between Shady Grove and Singleton. That accident there has been cleared out. Traffic's backed up back from 35. In Mesquite, westbound I-30 right at Galloway. Got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic's completely stopped back from Northwest Drive. A steady hand is behind. Sorry. In Mesquite, westbound 30 right at Galloway. Got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic's completely stopped back from Northwest Drive. Also, Mesquite, northbound 635 right at 80. Got a jackknife 18-wheeler blocking the ramp to go westbound. Traffic goes back from Gross Road. And finally, in Dallas, the Bush at 30 is completely jacked up. Don't even bother going through that interchange there. That whole area is jacked up as a result. Again, if you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Tonight, some more wintry-like precipitation. It could be a mix of all of it with a low of 27. Then tomorrow, chance for some more freezing rain as we hit a high of 39. Right now, 27. The 97 won the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Get with traffic moving so slow everywhere, even where the roads are pretty good, how somebody tumps a car over.
Ice.
How do you do it going 5-10 miles an hour?
I don't know. It could be a number of things. It could be that car is going 5-10 miles per hour, but another car flies past them going 30 or 40, and it scares them, and they overcorrect, and next thing you know, they're dumped over.
I think at one point there were three overturned vehicles on the southbound side of the tollway today.
Like yeah. In the same area?
In between Frisco and the end of the tollway in Dallas, three.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't get it. It's to me, it's like the fainting goats. And they just fall over.
I mean, look at movies, for special effects, stunts. what they have to go to flip a car over. Yeah. You know, some of them have hydraulic shafts that shoot out underneath the car that will throw it in the air and flip it over.
Right.
We got people doing it here at 5 miles an hour.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
It's like all of a sudden people are just sitting around looking at each other going, Gator, and they flip their cars over and wiggle on their backs. It's not the best analogy, but it's, none of it makes any sense.
Yeah, because, I don't know, we've all done crazy stuff in cars and the Rockfords and all that stuff, and there's lots of times to where like, oh my gosh, I thought I was going to tip this over. But no, it didn't even come close.
And you're talking about at higher speeds.
Yeah.
These people are driving maybe 20 miles an hour. I'm looking at right now the mobile unit from CBS 11. Looks like they're going, what, maybe 20?
Yeah.
You should know we have run into some areas of cobblestone ice. Well, maybe closer to pebblestone ice because the pockets are a little bit smaller, but that's the name that was coined during that last big impact weather event here where mounds of slush became viscous enough to pool together and then freeze. It's only...
Screw you. You don't know what viscous means.
Actually, we found out from Larry on Tuesday that he was the one that coined the phrase cobblestone ice.
Are we just talking about the ice that gathers on each side of the lane where the tires push the snow away?
No, it's like it starts out as ice, then it kind of melts a little bit, and then refreezes. So it's like...
Are you talking about after somebody's driven over it?
No.
I just...
Or, yeah, I guess possible, sure.
Well, that's what I'm thinking is it's what it looks like to me. I don't really care. I just know not to drive on it.
Yeah.
Are we still below freezing?
Yeah. Yeah, we're not going to be above freezing until tomorrow. That's why Larry was telling everyone, it's just like, get home before the sun goes down.
Well, I can't do it. Damn it. All right, Alpha, any of these before we move on?
Those are all about the dress, if you want.
I know. No. I blew it earlier. I should have looked at the picture and went, that's orange and teal. And just left it at that. Are they trying to explain? You know, obviously this is probably all the morning shows have talked about this, and I ain't getting sucked into this stupid argument. I'm not buying it. I don't care. It's not, even if I bought it, it wouldn't be in the front of my closet. It's where all my Batman stuff is.
Oh, okay. So you save it for special occasions.
Galas.
Mm-hmm. Fundraisers and the like.
Sometimes if I have a special date coming over.
You just like, answer the door, smoke a cigar.
Come in. I put on my optical illusion dress for you.
Russ, I thought we was hanging drywall.
We can try it there if you want. Let's just start news. All right, 5:14, Dan O'Malley is here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Friday, February 27, 2015. Birthdays today from Jersey Shore show stuff. Jay Wow turns 29. Actress Kate Mara turns 32. Clinton daughter Chelsea, she turns 35. Grant Cho turns 53. Donal Logue is 49. Russ, you probably remember him best as Jim Gordon's partner right now on Gotham.
I don't watch Gotham.
I thought you watched at least one episode.
I forgot what I saw. In Will Smith's wife. Is that her?
Yeah.
Jada Pinkett?
Mm-hmm.
I watched just a scene with her, when she looks hot. And that was about it. I couldn't get into it. I don't see how you have something about Batman's hometown without Batman.
Well, it's about Gotham. That's why they called it Gotham. And then they have young Bruce Wayne, who's, you know, kind of exploring things and going through puberty.
Has he done anything superhero-ish yet?
I don't think so. I saw one episode, he held his hand over a candle.
Look at that douchebag on 5 backing down the overpass.
Down the ramp. Are you seeing much of that where you are?
A lot of them are getting stuck as they're kind of going around that bend. And so what's happening is they're letting all the traffic move around them and then trying to go back down where they have some better traction to try and build up a little more speed and then get back up over.
Yeah, that's what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I think what they're doing is they're just, they realized it's too icy up there, which I'm, that looks like a, I can't tell where it is. It's like one of the normal highways. If it were part of the NTTA.
It's I-20 and 360 in Arlington.
It would be fine. They know how to take care of their overpasses.
Tell that to the people that got flipped over onto the median earlier. Which could have been their fault. That is very possible.
Well, I'm sure it had nothing to do with the freeway or the sand trucks. Take the sand truck out.
That also is possible. You never know. Could have a rogue truck. Other birthdays today. Neil Schon from Journey is 61. Howard Hessman turned 75. And Ralph Nader turns 81 today. Earlier we had talked about the 40-car pileup that happened on 75 in Melissa. Turned out later on they had figured out it was really only like 15 cars and two tractor trailers that were involved. Only two.
Who was doing the counting? Somebody from the Cowboys?
Channel 5 confirmed that for everybody.
That it was only 15.
Yeah. The initial report was just that, an initial report. So God only knows where that came from. Two people were hospitalized for minor injuries. And, of course, many school districts announced early releases and closures. And a lot of them said, if you want your kids, you better come get them because we're not rolling buses. Which is always my favorite. I don't know why. It's just we're not going to do the buses today.
All those the buses on the road, they may be safer than a car, but you don't want the liability.
No.
We don't want to get sued. Come get your kid.
Pretty much. And I don't know how it is on buses today, but last time I was on a school bus or any school buses, most of them didn't have seatbelts. So that may add to the liability on hazardous roads. I don't know. And also, as we mentioned earlier, Leonard Nimoy has died at the age of 83. Nimoy's son, Adam, says the actor died Friday morning morning in Los Angeles of end-stage chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. He was 83. Although Nimoy followed his 1966 to 69 Star Trek run with a notable career as both an actor and director, in the public's mind, he would always be Spock.
I forgot that he was on for a couple of years on Mission Impossible, the original series. I think it was on CBS. He just played one of the guys.
What do you mean, one of the guys?
Well, one of the guys on the Mission Impossible force.
Well, that to me is still pretty cool.
No, I was saying like, it was. I'd forgotten, but that was a big series, and to go straight from Star Trek to that. And everybody else was typecast, even though Spock was the one that really kind of stood out on Star Trek.
I always assumed that he had been typecast, and that's why he really didn't have much other work. And then eventually he just sort of embraced it, and maybe partly the fact that he embraced it and was also the character that he was in all the movies and then directed him. And then he was in the new movies.
Isn't it the new movies and the I'm almost positive he was in one of the Star Trek The Next Generation episodes.
Yeah, there was a whole deal where Picard has to go find him because Spock's dad died.
Mark Leonard?
Yes.
That was the actor who played Spock's dad.
Oh, it's like, why are you smiling at me like that?
I'm not stupid about everything.
Well, I didn't say you were.
I know who played Spock's daddy.
He made the look at me like, yeah. I told you so. I didn't say you didn't.
We don't doubt you on stuff like that ever.
Yeah, if it's TV based, we know you got it.
How dare you kiss my ass?
I'm not.
First, it starts out some type of confrontation, then it's, oh, no, you know everything about TV.
Mm-hmm. It's books that, you know, it's not.
I've seen them.
I think did you have the ones at your house at one point, the decorative pieces that look like books that you put in shelves?
No.
Okay. Maybe that was just Alfie.
I mean, you just go to half-price books and buy a bunch of big volumes of something and makes you. Did you read all of those? I bought all of them. Like all the guitars I got playing at the, hanging at the house. Can you play those? I bought them.
It's really expensive art. A decoration. Wow, you have the complete, works of Henry David Thoreau. Wow.
I have all the Encyclopedia Britannicus.
It's Sometimes on a Friday evening, I'll just kick back with a bottle of wine and read M.
I don't like that you made fun of me and I don't know what it means. You mean out of the encyclopedias?
I'm just kind of running with it. It's not even making fun of you. It's just funny to think that, hey, look, I have encyclopedias.
The Britannicus. Or Spartacus or something.
Well, and now those are pretty much antiques.
They are. You go into people's libraries. All these books. You know, you can read all that on the internet. Mm-hmm. Or e-readers. I like the tactile feel of opening a book. The only ones I like the tactical feel are the pop-ups.
Little tabs.
I like to open a book and be surprised. Look, if you pull this tab on the right, the donkey kicks.
So I've wondered if, because I still remember having to do some sort of like research project or something and having to go to the city library, go into the basement and look for one book and having to write it out on your bibliography. I don't even know. Do they still make kids do that just so they have an appreciation for the new stuff, or they just say, just go online?
Are you asking me?
I'm just sort of, yeah, in case you've heard. I don't know.
I very seldom wrote anything where I had to cite references, and if I did, I stole it.
Gotcha.
The references I cited, or I ibbited a lot. But none of that crap at the bottom of, you know, like,
footnotes and
yeah, like you'd see at the bottom of for this generation, at the bottom of the wiki page.
I know it kind of makes me sick to think about that. It's like the last time I was in college, and they had some of that stuff started to get implemented. It said if wherever you get information for this paper, even if it's Wikipedia, note it.
Even though Wikipedia will use 10, 12 different sources, so which one do I use?
Right.
Yeah, I turned in one paper. It said you forgot to cite the quote. You quoted somebody, but you didn't put it at the bottom.
Yeah.
Who said it? I went, some guy.
Down at the bottom, some guy. This dude I know. He seemed smart.
I mean, he was hanging out. He was a bisexual Haitian drug addict. He said it. It sounded cool.
All right. A $215 million indoor ski resort is no longer coming to Grand Prairie.
Mm-hmm. I thought that was already in the process being built. Was it just in the negotiation stages?
Exactly. The Grand Alps Resort and Hard Rock Hotel says it was not able to reach a deal with the city. The company says, though, it's still looking for a place to build in North Texas. The project was to feature a 350,000-square-foot ski facility with 300-foot-tall slopes and a luge track. That I would have done.
It depends on how fast you're going.
Well, I can't imagine they'd let idiots like us go down at Olympic speeds. Or at least without bumpers.
They let idiots into amusement parks all over the place.
Yeah, it's true. But,
and you know, there's probably not any type. They don't ask you, do you know what a luge is? Yeah. All right, you may ride in this one.
Yay.
I take shots out of it all the time.
I'm a gold medal winner.
Yeah, I got a bunch of those at the house. I'm deluged with them.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
It would have also included a full-service Hard Rock Hotel with 300 rooms, two restaurants, and a rooftop pool. It was proposed to be built on Beltline north of I-30. There's no word yet on where the project may relocate.
What the holdup was, this stalling, I don't know who the mayor of Grand Prairie is.
I don't know. Yeah, they just said they just couldn't come to an agreement, couldn't make a deal. But it's really dumb because when I first heard the story, really?
First thing you think about is Dallas and Cowboy Stadium,
mm-hmm.
where they had the chance to have Cowboy Stadium in Dallas, but a certain mayor wasn't up for it. Ugh. And then Cluck gets it.
Championed it.
And look at, of course, they don't get the national attention because they call it Cowboy Stadium, just outside of Dallas.
Yeah.
But look at the tax base. I don't understand how some of these things break down unless Grand Parade just says, we got enough crap.
I guess. And this was supposed to go right basically near the horse track, which, you know, is also where, you know, Verizon Theater is. And then also the, was it Quick Trip Park, Chloe?
Yes.
With the Air Hogs? Mm-hmm. It's a small baseball field out there that just a semi-pro team plays. So they have this whole entertainment complex. So that thing, this huge ski place would have been perfect there. That's why at first I thought, this sounds dumb, an indoor ski place. We're not Dubai. Now that Grand Prairie's not getting it, I'm hoping it goes somewhere else because I kind of want there to – I want to try it.
Yeah, several years ago, it was pitched to be built somewhere near TMS, and that totally failed out as well somehow.
I like Roy City.
You think it'd be big there?
Hell yeah.
Yes.
Put it on the map.
Welcome to Roy City. Up there with Dubai.
No longer having to live in the shadow of Forney. Greenville.
And Wilmer Hutchins.
You drive through Roy City, you see all these small buildings, and all of a sudden you see something that's like 34 stories tall.
What the hell?
What is that? That can't be no hotel. It must be a nuclear reactor.
With a luge track.
It's like when you drive through Comanche Peak, you see the nuclear reactors.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like flat, flat, flat. You come over the hill. Look at the big ass. Mm-hmm. I'd like to know what the stall was on that or what the breakdown.
I'm sure it's money. Something.
Yes, really. I bet it had something to do with money. Mm-hmm. It's just, I know. Obviously, it's going to be a different dynamic than dealing with Jerry Jones in the Cowboy Stadium because, you know, Jerry was going to get money from the NFL. He wanted, money from the city. With this thing, you're not dealing with a national franchise where, well, you're getting so much from this group. Why should the city have to give you a tax break?
Right.
And is it going to work? NFL, that has a track record.
Yeah, yeah. You know the Cowboys are going to be fine. Because even when the Cowboys suck, people still go see them. In a new stadium, old stadium.
Whatever. I would probably guess whoever this company is. They're associated with the Hard Rock?
Yeah.
Normally they do market studies and see how it performs in other areas with a similar climate. They don't just go, put this here. Why? Land. I mean, they'll spend hundreds of thousands of dollars in research just to figure out, is this a good corner to put a Wendy's?
Yeah.
So, you know, there was a lot of research that went into that. I want to know who in Grand Prairie screwed it up.
According to some guy who just called in, didn't want to go on air, said that they were already breaking ground on this. That they were already leveling out the area they had plotted.
Well, they have to, because people always buy areas of land where dirt's in the wrong place. It's like the new Cowboy facilities. I drive by that probably twice a week. And they're still moving dirt.
Just from one side to the other?
Yep. Almost looks like some type of marine boot camp. Dig this hole, and then fill it up, and dig another one over here.
Why?
I'm training you.
For what?
What'd you say, Private?
Nothing, Sarge. Gent.
Are you out f***ing me, boy?
No. No. Just looking around, Sergeant.
They'd already started to break ground?
Yeah, this guy they called in worked at the place adjacent to it.
What did he say? Why? It went boobs up?
No, he did not know.
Well, that's what I wanted to know. Mm. I got an extra acre next to my house. I can put it there.
I think they need considerable more land.
I'll just build it taller.
Then make the world's most frightening ski lodge. It's on 1 acre, but it's 14 miles tall.
It almost looks like an anorexic Mount Everest. Okay. We late again?
Yes.
Yeah. Whatever.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
535, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is at KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Premier Boxing Champions. Traffic still blows everywhere. Here's the very worst of it. Let's get started off in Fort Worth. Northbound 35W right at Rippey Street. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the left lane. Traffic's backed up exit 20, also in Fort Worth. Westbound I-30 right at 35W right there in the Fort Worth Mixmaster. Got an accident blocking one of the ramps there. Traffic's backed up back from Highway 287, the Martin Luther King Jr. Freeway. Let's move into Allen. Northbound 75 just after Bethany. Got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Somebody spun out there. That has traffic completely stopped into Plano back from Legacy. In Mesquite now, northbound 635 right at Town East, got an accident there blocking everything. Traffic's completely stopped back from Gross Road. And finally in Mesquite, westbound I-30 right at Galloway, got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic's completely stopped back from Northwest Drive. Pretty much everywhere sucks right now. Just stay at home or stay at work, whatever the hell. I'm Alfie Coy, and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by TrueCar.com. Tonight, more wintry precipitation, 27 for the low. Tomorrow, freezing rain, hazardous roads, all the good stuff for the next 12 hours or so. A high of 39. Right now, 27 at 97. Won the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
K-E-G-L, the Eagle.
Did we miss it?
What?
Where we always sing together?
No, I think it happened.
I know why you're saying that.
What?
Because you're going to play it again if we didn't.
No. I'm trying to back away from the country just a little bit. That's why I added, you know, a bumper with a Buck Cherry. Thought I was adding Buck Owens.
You got sideways on it, didn't you?
Yeah. And during the break, I tried to learn to play Money Talks. Like, I can't get that one. It's one of the parts you're supposed to stretch your fingers like a foot and a half apart.
So the Mike Mraz?
Yeah. Where you look at him and he's playing almost anything. It looks like he's got one of those alien face huggers on his hands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Was it the original Dracula Nosferatu where he had the really long jacked up fingers?
You're talking about the black and white one?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's Mike Rod's fingers.
But they look normal when he's not playing.
Yeah, no, they expand when he needs it. He's basically a mutant.
Yeah, I was like, how did your pinky finger grow an inch?
He looks up and winks at you.
I can't tell you, but chicks dig it. Okay. I was going to take whoever's sitting on hold, and I forgot what they wanted. Do you remember Alfie?
He was calling from Royce City. He was saying that they're actually really excited because this next year they're getting a Walmart and a water park.
They don't have a Walmart?
Wow.
And in Royce City, you don't know what they mean when they say water park.
Got to be an 800-foot facility where people piss on each other.
Booths and stuff.
They were going to cram all that into 800 square feet.
That is odd that they don't have a Walmart.
Damn.
Walmart is not quite everywhere.
I mean, that was their big thing in the beginning was to move into smaller towns and shut down the mom and pop stores. And then they got uppity with their signature Walmarts and their
neighborhood markets and super Walmarts.
Yeah, there's a neighborhood Walmart, whatever, market. Near my house, I walked in, I went, this looks like a normal Walmart, just with less stuff.
Pretty much.
What's the draw?
It's more food focused. There are certain things you can get at a neighborhood market that you're not going to get at a regular Walmart.
Okay.
And vice versa. I think it was actually pretty smart on their part, because it was a way for them to get into a neighborhood that a neighborhood may not have a regular Walmart. They're like, no, it's not a regular Walmart. It's not going to be one of the big super centers. It's a neighborhood market Walmart. Be very nice, very classy.
One of our signature series.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How are you going to get the stuff in and out? Oh, and these great big 18-wheelers. Which is the biggest complaint with most neighborhoods when there's a Walmart.
Yeah.
What about all the traffic? Who cares? Normally they build walls and they have sound barriers and whatever. I don't care.
So this guy from Royce City decides to call.
He's running in circles.
Hey!
We're getting a damn Walmart! Damn it!
Alfie, how old was that guy?
He was mid-20s.
So he's probably just excited in general, place to go get goods and things. But being in his 20s, even the high schoolers, they're going to be ecstatic, because that's where they're all going to go to hang out on Friday, Saturday night. Hey, what do y'all want to do tonight? I don't know. Let's just meet at Walmart. Okay, cool. You think I'm kidding? That was what my sister did.
How did Walmart become the big hangout?
Because it's the most recognizable thing in town. Everyone It happens in different neighborhoods as well. It's like if you're trying to figure out where to meet up with your friends. Like, let's meet at the Safeway, whatever.
I like to go to Rip Griffin's. That's where they got the good whores.
Mm.
That's where I go. I'm looking for a good whore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Truck stop.
That's right.
Forget what they call them. There's a name for them.
Lot lizard.
Yeah, them lot lizards. They ain't kidding.
<You're> scaly.
They drop 10 drawers and it's like, damn. Did you amphibious? You ever emailed a picture of yourself to Russ Martin?
Oh my God, it's a slee stack. Came out from between two haulers.
Did you ever read the book M?
I don't know, worked for you earlier. I thought I'd try it. All right, go ahead.
Okay. An American clothing company has completely ripped off Russ Martin and designed reflective garments that make the wearer invisible in photographs. Reflective glass-based material similar to that found on sneakers and safety gear, a full paparazzi-proof suit.
Mother. That's my fault for not trying to market it myself.
Can cost up to $520.
Does it come with a hood or something like that, or is just the...
The material is the main thing, but it can be fashioned into pretty much any type of outfit. The one that they used in one of their demonstrations basically is tailored to look like a suit.
Okay.
It's called the Flashback Collection, a series of clothes that turn whoever wears them invisible, ghostly silhouettes, dreamt up by Chris Holmes. The hoodie, hat, scarf, and suit are made from the same reflective material you find on the side of tennis shoes and safety gear. That's what it looks like when a picture is taken.
Okay. It looks like a picture of the Invisible Man.
Yeah, wearing a shiny suit.
And the reflection is enough to wash out everything else.
Glass nanospheres are bonded to the fabric and act as little reflective lenses, which gives the clothes their shine. He says, or one of the people that worked on it says, it's taking light and shoving it right back into the camera, which is what blows up the exposure.
Well, that's what I talked about. You probably do the same thing with foil. Foil's not going to be able to wear it after Labor Day. Then you would look gauche.
Yeah. But, I mean, you get this stuff in the hands of a designer, and they're going to figure out a way to, you know, make it fashionable.
Really? $520 for a suit. Hey, that's a good price, but I'm just saying, somebody took my idea that I talked about years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I said, why don't you just wear something? You could make probably material out of what they use for movie screens. Just anything that's going to be highly reflective.
And honestly, your idea of the foil suit kind of thing, if there was a way just to have, was it Cousin It? Did he just randomize like a thing of hair?
Yeah.
Do that, but with foil. So it's like a dome. It just covers you, and you can walk around the streets. Photographers take photos, and you get inside the club, wherever you're going. Then you just pull it off, and you have your normal clothes underneath.
Yeah, it could be even, you know, like at the cheap throwaway rain suits that you get.
Yeah.
I'll be damned.
Or like you said, it's the same type of material that's, you know, in reflective gear. So you could just get a bunch of
reflectors.
Exactly, from like crossing guards and just put them together.
Well, maybe because, first of all, I don't know what this looks like without the flash, because that's all you have is the...
Yeah, that's all I saw.
It's kind of like just a dark gray, like a
movie screen.
Yeah, pretty much. They also have, I think, a hoodie, a scarf, and a pair of pants that are reflective as well.
I wonder if the same concept works during the day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're saying, because in the day, everyone needs a flash.
Right. And in the dark, yeah, that's going to work.
In the daytime, I think it'd be useless.
That's still pretty cool, though. Even if you're only able to really utilize it at night.
It's cool. It was my idea.
Yes, we know. That's why I started out the story saying that they stole from you.
Damn. I got to stop throwing ideas out on the air and just do it.
What was the other one that you had that is becoming reality or close to it? I can't remember. There was another one this week that I heard about that I thought, I'm pretty sure Russ said that at one point.
You're talking about the, it's almost like I think it's a wristband that you wear. So when you're jerking it, it creates energy and then you can charge your cell phone with it.
That might have been it. I've got that. Hang on.
I talked about before taking the what would you call it, Alfie? Kinetic energy?
Kinetic energy.
Yep, yeah, here it is.
When you're yanking it,
yep.
You got to be able to hook that up to something, because I could probably power 3/4 of our neighborhood.
Yeah.
What happened over there? They blew out 3 transformers. Obviously, he found a new porn site.
It's Pornhub. Pornhub.com is developing a new wearable device that lets you charge your gadgets by pleasuring yourself. It looks like a watch and goes in your wrist. Then, while you take care of yourself, it shakes a tiny weight inside, which stores energy. Then...
It's like those shakeable flashlights.
Yeah. Then you plug in a USB cord, charge your phone, iPod, laptop, whatever, all using the power you just generated by diddling yourself.
How much does it weigh?
There's no specs on it. Since it's early stages, we don't know how much power you'll get out of it, don't know how much it'll cost, when it's going on sale, or any other features.
What if you could hook it up to like a bunch of batteries? So you could, you know, once you've charged it up, then it just keeps charging the batteries in a daisy chain fashion. Because really, at that point, it's like, F*** you, TXU. Why is it we're having to buy electricity back from you? Because I'm generating a lot.
TXU, all of a sudden, their stock starts dropping. How is it possible one man is affecting our stock price? This man really loves it.
And we have to buy it. I think if you get solar cells or whatever and you generate a lot of electricity, you sell it back to the provider.
Yeah, that way, instead of you getting an electric bill, you get an electric payment.
We wrote that man $450 million last year.
And it's going to be available for men and women.
I wouldn't think women would generate enough kinetic energy. I mean, because don't they, no offense, chicks, but isn't it just more like, you know?
It's a little more than that, too. You've seen it in the videos, at least, or, you know, they're kind of more like it's more like a DJ, like record scratching.
You're right. I never thought about that. That's when they're really into it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They got their knees in the air like they just don't care. What are you doing? I'm masturbating.
Remix.
Wiki.
I would think guys would generate, but it's really, CBS is running that out. The
oh, the llamas.
The llama story.
Turn it on.
TV3?
years. The folks loved the llamas. Some had never seen one before.
Oh, yeah. That was part of the
Today,
story I left out.
The owners sent us pictures of the llamas back in their pen. In their short time on...
I really should have mentioned...
Oh, you're kidding.
...sensations, and now so has this dress. It became the subject of an inter...
I will not... I'm not... No, I'm not... No.
Cronkite just... Wow. Oh.
The great... They've entitled the story, The Great Divide. They're showing that the different... I'm not talking about it. I'm not part of this.
That's just sad.
I'd rather talk about how women masturbate.
I think we solved that.
Well, we don't know. Not everybody is, you know, going to scary mouse it or whatever the guy's name is.
Dead mouse?
What?
Dead mouse.
Yeah, dead mouse it. They might make the face. Man, I am so good at this. I wish I had two pussies. The only problem is sometimes it gives me a bacterial infection, and then I do have to scratch it.
Man, honey, you might want to be careful. You're starting to smoke.
Yeah, and I wouldn't use those old diamond needles.
Oh, no. Mm-mm.
Good.
Okay. 30-year-old Dmitry Nikolev of Moscow, Russia, was at a bar earlier this month when an attractive woman came up and started talking to him. And even though he's married, he left with her. They took a cab to a sauna. The woman gave him a beer, and they started making out. And that's the last thing Dmitry remembers. When he woke up, he felt extreme pain in his groin, saw a ton of blood. That's because the woman had drugged him and then surgically removed his testicles.
Damn.
Hang on. Where is this story coming from?
Russia.
From what source?
New York Post.
Keep going. I'm going to snope it.
Okay. The police believed the woman was working with a gang to sell them, the testicles, on the black market. Dmitry needed two surgeries to get everything working again. He initially lied to his wife and said he needed surgery for some random illness. Now he's come clean. The police have not tracked down the mysterious woman, the gang, or the missing testicles.
Let me just search testicles.
I'm actually kind of afraid to see what pops up on Snopes just searching that.
Russian star has testicles stolen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Click on that, and then... Oh, well, aren't they cute with their headline? Take me out to the ball game.
Hey-o.
Claim a... I gotta close this ad. Claim a Russian man was drugged and his testicles stolen by an attractive stranger. Same story.
That's it.
It says probably false.
Ah, so it's not sure.
Well, you know, at least Snopes will say we're not positive.
That is true.
They just said there appears to be a new version of the kidney robbery article going around. Now the Daily Mail in the UK just published an article about a famous Russian actor, but not showing his face, showing his name, being drugged and having his testicles stolen. And it's not letting me scroll down.
Yeah, this story, I don't think, mentioned anything about him being famous.
On February 26, 2015, the British newspaper, the Daily Mail, published an article titled, Marred TV Actor Wakes Up to Find His Testicles Had Been Stolen. It's funny. They put stolen in all caps instead of testicles. Me, had the story been about me, testicles would have been in all caps.
Yeah.
After he's drugged in a Russian bar by an attractive blonde working for organ traffickers. I'm sure she didn't tell him that at the bar. What do you do? I'm an actor. What about you? I harvest organs.
Here, drink this.
According to the article, 30-year-old married Russian celebrity Dmitry Nikolaev.
Yeah, that's him.
Met a blonde stranger in a bar in Moscow. You read all that. The surgical procedure was performed by a skilled individual and likely resulted from a larger organized crime out of trafficking. Neither the Daily Mail nor the Russian news source to which it referred provided any date, specific location, or other verifiable details of the alleged crime. The narrative stated that the man was transported to a hospital and only learned after an examination that his testicles had been removed, which does not sound particularly likely given that a layperson's ability to detect whether
or not he currently possesses his balls.
That's a hole that they obviously fixed in this updated version.
It's possible that the news source intended to imply the man's testicles were replaced with prosthetics, but the nature of his injury was not detailed. Then it just goes on to say why this is probably just a new urban legend.
Got it.
Yeah, because it's like, who? All right, first of all, are balls big on the black market?
I don't know. Maybe it depends on who you get them from.
See, you have to understand when we say black market, that's open to everyone.
I'm really
if you wanted to take
I'm
it,
really sorry.
If you wanted to take it literally, then yeah, I'm going to want... Yeah, I almost said it.
Matching is what you're going
to
say.
I want balls indigenous to where the wild weenies grow. That's as clean as I can make it. Say, man, are those ball balls?
Mm-hmm.
Or are them honky balls? I need to know. Well, you can look at the size. Well, I don't know if they're full grown or not. And plus, those could be bull balls.
That's true. I need to know if I'm going to wear them or eat them.
I've never heard of a testicular transplant.
I haven't either. And I don't even know if they're transferable. Like if you...
Well, what if... Never mind.
Were you not going to the same place?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
It's like, no, you have to keep the... this. You can't transfer this. Now, for a fee of $400.
Mm-hmm. Be like, well, what if...
It's a lifetime warranty.
What if Russ needs one?
Yeah.
All right, everyone got to get tested. If you be a ball giver.
Ball donor?
Yeah.
Would you give me a ball if I needed one?
No.
Well, you don't need both your balls.
You don't need the two you have.
The hell does that mean?
You had it.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
604. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Exxon Mobil. Traffic is starting to suck real bad again right now. Let's get started off in Dallas. Northbound 75, right at 635. Got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic is completely stopped back from Northwest Highway. Also in that accident at Walnut Hill, got another accident blocking the two left lanes. Also in Dallas, southbound 935, right at Ewing Avenue. Got an accident blocking everything but the left lane. Traffic's completely stopped back from Inwood Road. It's an hour and a half delay through that. Don't even bother. Moving to Mesquite, westbound I-30, right at Galloway. Got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic's backed up back from Northwest Drive. In Allen, northbound 75, just after Bethany, got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic's backed up back from Legacy. And finally, in Plano, southbound 75, right at the Bush. Look at that jackknife 18-wheeler blocking the HOV and the two left lanes. Traffic is completely stopped back from Legacy. Listen to Cindy Skull next week at 7:25 in the morning for a shot to win a pair of tickets to go see Bush on March 11th at the Southside Ballroom. Details are online at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Grasshopper. Tonight, more snow, sleet, freezing rain possible. A low of 27. Then tomorrow, more freezing rain in the morning with a high of 39. Right now, 27 degrees. But 97.1, the Eagle.
Move over and let the big dog at the Russ Martin Show.
KEGL, the Eagle.
Did you go microwave something?
Yeah.
Anybody in the building?
No. No, I did see the security guard.
I'm just curious.
Billy might still be here.
What can we do to him? Or for him? First of all, I need to give him the $200 back that he donated to the foundation.
Why?
Because he's done enough for us. He did more than $200 worth of work on Monday and Tuesday when he sat in with Chloe and me, and then you and Alfie and Capuchin. Rayborn.
It was really nice of you to call him Capuchin. I really thought you were going to go with Macaque.
No, I'd have done a better show with my cock.
Chloe, do you just feel just bathed in the love?
Wow. Russ would rather do a show with... No, I can't say it that way. Mm-mm. But you understand.
Mm-hmm.
He's helped us out with the foundation before. I don't know why I felt like he needed to just...
I don't think
hand Alfie a couple hundred dollars.
He didn't feel the need to. He just wanted to.
Did he, who'd he hand it to? Alfie?
He actually gave it to Dan.
Oh. What did he say to you?
It was after...
I already wrote a check for the $200 and because I can't send cash to the Lakeside Financial.
Okay.
So I've already donated the money that he did. I just want to give him the money, his money back.
But he wanted to give it to the foundation.
But he's helped us out before.
But he said the reason why he gave it, he's like, actually, today's a good day because we told him about Captain Howard giving $100. And he said, here, take this. It's in my wallet. I don't usually have cash on me. And I've been meaning to donate for a long time, and I haven't. No excuse. Here, take it.
Well, I'll fix that.
There's nothing to fix. He wanted to give money to the foundation.
Well, I made sure the money went into the foundation.
It didn't. You're going to give it back to him.
No, I wrote that. Did I just explain this?
Yeah. You did, but that's your money in the foundation, not his.
Well, it's still the foundation's still up a couple hundred dollars.
The foundation is, but then if you give him back his money...
So it came out of my pocket. Big deal.
Then it takes away the thing that he wanted to do.
Well, he shouldn't share in the glory.
I think that's the general idea.
Well, I'm not giving him a receipt.
Yeah, he didn't even ask for one.
You know what? Neither did Bob Pittman, our CEO.
Awfully trusting.
Well,
maybe he wasn't.
If you go online and check Russ Martin Show Listeners Foundation, it'll show up on IRS sites or just charity verification sites.
But even then, I mean, he can check the cleared check and be like, "Oh, yeah, we'll see. There it is."
I don't know. I feel guilty taking that from Billy.
I don't think you should. He wanted to give the foundation money. I think it's fine to let him. It's not like...
I like to be the person that does the good around here, that plugs other people's charities. I don't want anybody riding on my good-natured coattails.
Really?
That's the best I could think of. Plus, I don't want them to get the misconception that that's going to get them in heaven, because I know it ain't buying... me a stairway.
There was no mention of heaven on his part. He just said, I wanted to give this. And now you're taking his money and going to throw it back in his face.
No.
That sounds like a good idea to do to somebody from the streets of Detroit.
Dude, I'm from the Grove. Just because I'm white don't mean everything. You could say streets of Detroit.
Yep.
You run around here and go, I'm from the Grove. They didn't tack rat on the end of it for no reason.
That's true. You're a Grove rat that scattered north to Frisco via Plano and South Lake.
My goal is to f*** up every county in North Texas. There's a man burning his trash in his backyard in a $3 house. I almost said it.
$3 house.
And a big house.
Uh-huh. That's just Grove rat, Martin.
I was burning trash one time in the back of my house at South Lake in the fire pit.
God.
And it got so smoky, the fire department showed up.
What'd they say?
Well, they come up front and they went, is everything okay? Because I didn't realize it had engulfed the entire back of the house. Because it was a lot of dry leaves and just trash. I didn't feel like throwing away.
Sure.
I went, no, it's just, is it a fire? Well, it depends.
What do you do based on my answer?
Yeah. Let's say it's a fire that was unintentional. Is that free? Well, yeah. What would happen if I was burning trash? That would be a fine. Well, I already put it out. Got it handled. You guys go back to your lazy boys.
Yeah, there's a big difference between country and city. Mm-hmm. Country.
Well, I grew up in the.
You can burn your trash.
I grew up in the city.
Well, but I also
learned to burn trash in the city.
Right. That's part of being a Grove rat. And I'm assuming in the Grove, they didn't have a fire department that was just rushing at the burning of any trash pile.
Yeah. I actually had the two squad cars and the fire truck show up.
In South Lake?
Yes.
Yeah. See, South Lake likes to respond to things.
Sometimes.
But if you're burning trash.
Also, there's other reasons why, you know, the fire department got called. There's other things that we did inside of the city limits shouldn't have done. Letters.
That was a work, and that was work-related. Mm-hmm. I just like, I didn't call you guys. You got get off my property. Who was that lived next door to me? Dallas Cowboy.
Greg Ellis.
Yeah, I bet he ratted me out.
Good if he did.
Hey, man. There's a honky next door burning trash in his backyard.
Oh, we know. That's Russ again.
Ain't that illegal? Well, ain't it?
Mm-hmm. It is.
Send a law.
All right.
And an engine. I mean a fire engine.
Okay, thank you.
Not a woo-woo-woo.
Oh, God. That's horribly racist.
You have no idea what I was referring to. What is line one, Alfie?
I know.
He's calling about the show's appeal.
Are we back to that? Because if we keep talking about our show every day, we're not going to have anybody listening to us. Mm-mm. Hey, what's the magic of the show? There's not any anymore because that's all you talk about.
Yeah.
Zing.
Yeah, Scott.
Yeah, hey, the magic of your show, yeah, because you're not like a Pugs and Kelly or Ron and Don D-bag from out of town. You're local. Howard Stern's local in New York. That's why he's popular. You're local. You know Dallas.
But Howard Stern was popular when he was on in Dallas-Fort Worth.
Well,
the only reason they yanked him off, I mean, he had monumental numbers, and how we were able to replace those, I got no clue. But the only reason that they took him off the Eagle was they had changed owners. And the new company did not like Stern, and they went, he's gone.
Yeah, I think he probably cost too much, but your show, I mean, you know, people here identify with you, and that's the key. It works. I mean, I've listened to you since before, Howard, so, you know, keep rocking it.
Are you from North Texas?
Since 1980, but originally from Alabama.
Okay. I was just curious because we've had people move here. All right, I'll get to, like I got a couple of I got a cop in a fire shirt from Chicago from a listener that I think Jerry Reynolds turned on to us. So it's there's got to be more than just a local aspect. Maybe it's just a whole putting mics in a room full of mongoloids.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, you know.
Well, I feel better now.
Yeah. So that's the problem is you accidentally debated him, and he was not prepared to come back on that. Like, man, that Russ got me. He's good.
Well, yeah, you're kind of right. Yeah. It is like listening to retarded daycare.
On Wednesday with Dr. Thornton, he had said all the nice things about the show, why people listen, all that. Yeah. That sums it up pretty well. Guy on Facebook sent me a message. He said, all that stuff Dr. Thornton just said is bullshit. We're all just retarded, and Russ is our H-I-R-C.
Head retard in charge?
Yeah.
Well, if that's the way most of us are in Texas, then I'll hold it in high regard.
I think it's still more than that.
Well.
We just allow ourselves to, just...
We're not as anal as we should be about being slick.
Yes.
We have production elements and bumpers and traffic beds and whatever, and sometimes we hit them.
And bumpers with sonic booms.
You don't like my sonic? Aren't slick you asked for it. You're lucky I closed out that folder.
Oh.
But I still have this one.
Starts out so good.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
No.
It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man.
Do it.
A steady hand, a bull at low behind. Big wheels rolling. Big wheels.
Hey, at least Merle doesn't use any auto tune.
No, he doesn't.
There ain't no echo, ain't nothing there. That's just straight man.
Just all Merle.
Okay, well, look at that. Local dead air. But it's from Dallas-Fort Worth. So it's relatable.
Magic. A new survey of 1,000 people found, what do you think, the best place to pick someone up? I've actually got the top 10.
Best place?
Pick someone up or hit on them.
Bucky's. Rip Griffin's?
No, it doesn't
Big Town.
No?
Over on the Money Saving Mile.
No.
I forget. I think they used to be in Garland.
It's the Money Saving Mile.
I was like a...
Oh, just like a strip like a of car, shops or whatever?
Car lots or whatever, you know, on the Money Saving Mile.
Okay.
Fort Worth Water Gardens?
No.
The affordable side of the Metroplex?
Yeah.
No.
Freeman Toyota? Dane Miner?
Still going strong.
Where would be a big place? Would it be like a place where singles congregate? You know, like a speed dating type thing? Or
no,
a,
not
a certain
that
club?
Not a certain club, just I'll give you that one, at bars. That's number three.
Okay. You say the best places to go or the worst?
Best. I also have a few of the worst, but let's just start with the best.
Well, the best ones would be easy. What is it when the two people promise not to F anybody else?
Church.
No.
Marriage?
That. Yeah. At a wedding.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to give you church because most weddings happen at a church.
Okay. What number is that?
It was like 7.
Yeah. I don't like saying it. I just sort of know the definition. You know, where those two people swear about some kind of stupid bullshit.
Yeah, that's about right.
Escapade 2000.
You already got bar.
Oh. Wedding shower? Baby shower?
No.
Golden shower?
No.
Golden arches? Golden arch?
They have the golden arches. We have
the golden arcs. They are McDonald's.
We are McDowell's. We're going to do a movie. We better stop. Number 10 is museums. You weren't going to guess that.
Okay. If I really wanted to pick some place, honestly.
Yeah.
I would say like some place like Operation Kindness where you're doing charity work. You're walking dogs. You're meeting other people with same likes, interests, things like that. Doing charity work someplace.
That did not make the top 10.
That really is a good place to go because you're going to, especially if you're not looking for attention.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I finally had to stop walking dogs at Operation Kindness was, first of all, I wasn't getting no poon.
Oh.
And it was hard to take the dogs back in, put them in the cage, and get another one to take out to walk.
Right.
Because you got to look at the other one and go, I'm sorry.
I'll actually give you this one because I don't think anyone would normally guess it. Instead of volunteering, they have on here adult education classes.
I don't know what that is.
To me, the only thing I could think of would be if you took a cooking class. Or
just the fact that you said adult education class, you lost me.
That is so sad.
A grocery store.
Yes, that did make the list.
Regular grocery store?
Yeah. Yeah, don't think too specific. Like, don't go all the way to Escapade 2000.
Even with my boots?
Even with those boots. The good thing is, with those curly-toed boots, you can pretty much pick up a chick anywhere.
They're also good for winding up the water hose on when you're done with this. honestly, I don't know. I just...
9, house party. 8, vacation. 10 was museums. Vacation. So then you got church, grocery store, adult education classes, online, number 4, bars, 3, the dog park, number 2.
So I kind of got that with a charity, sort of.
And then number 1,
the Frisco Gun Club.
No, how was this? No.
Well, you flexed your arm and you pointed at it. Oh, gun shows.
No.
Big Town.
No. The gym, you idiot.
Oh.
That's why I did the chest pushing thing.
Well, but then you did the flex thing. You pointed at your arm. Yeah. I went, the gun show?
Damn it. I knew I should have done that. I know where I go to get ladies. Right here.
Don't even need tickets.
That's free admittance. Right here. Just show it at the door.
Man, the burn. No.
Yeah, it's 69.
I think I had a couple of chances, but most of the chicks are married, and it's like, I got enough of those.
I was actually kind of surprised on the breakdown of this. 69% of men, 64% of women said they would be flattered if someone hit on them while they were working out.
There are chicks that dress the part. They wear outfits that even whores wouldn't wear.
Oh, damn, honey.
All right, tight everything, short everything, front and back toes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you put that on after your husband leaves? Because if I was at home, I'm going, hey, where are you going in that? Are you going for surgery? No, you're not going to the gym.
No,
it gives me hards, but I feel embarrassed. Or not embarrassed. You feel sorry for some of the chicks, even though they're decent looking. They just dress the whore part. It's like, I know exactly what you want, and I will not stare at you just out of general principle.
So
I will stare at Big Dan in his gut, not you, Dan the trainer.
Yeah, the power lifter. The little gym shorts, would you be okay with that if she was wearing like a tank top?
As long as you're not dressed like you're going out to F somebody, because a lot of them at the gym dress exactly like that, and they dress in those bright colors that just, it's like wearing a neon sign of, my husband's out of town, vacancy, and then when he's in town, the no part comes on.
She's back to wearing brown.
Like, no vacancy.
Mm-hmm. No, I followed it.
No, that's no. Uh-uh. And then when I was on the treadmill at one day and I had a couple of mils to the left of me and one to the right of me and they were talking past me, I got on the treadmill first.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like I placed myself between all of them.
And did you have headphones in?
No. And they're talking back and forth like I'm not even standing there. I got too much free time. I was thinking about getting a job.
A job? What do you want with a job? You're young and got your health.
Oh, my God. That makes me nauseous.
And really, at one point, I didn't really want to acknowledge them. But I thought about something like, you know I can hear you.
I think I would have.
And all of you. There was one that said, you know, I like to spend my free time doing charity work. Good for you. The other two was back and forth. Job? What do you want with a job? Young and got your health? Think about it, huh?
Yeah, that whole mentality just makes me sick.
I was thinking about holding up convenience stores.
I'd actually respect that more. At least you're out there doing something.
Taking balloons, asking the guy they blow up into funny shapes and all.
One Mississippi, two
Mississippi.
Yeah. Hell with it.
You know how to put these on, old timer? Well, pretty much self-explanatory. Raising Arizona's. Sorry.
No, I'm aware.
So at the gym, no. Especially if, I don't know why, I respect a chick more that dresses up to go to the bar to look for guys than the ones that dress like neon whores that go to the gym. I don't know why.
Just neon lycra.
And it is. It's straight out of the 70s. If that place was full of black lights, that chick would be the center of attention.
The worst places to hit on someone.
I
got three.
The gun show?
No, I guess that's kind of a middle of the road spot.
Okay.
I think love could be found there.
The gun show?
Mm-hmm.
You like guns?
Mm-hmm. I like big guns. I like where this is going.
I like to shoot. I shoot. Never mind.
So, at work is one of them.
What caliber? Cream.
Oh. Yuck. This is all the yuck.
Well, sometimes you ain't got to pull it out of the holster to shoot. That's how you end up with a cream pie. Yeah.
The worst places to hit on someone are at work.
No.
A funeral parlor.
Well, it depends. What? Who are they talking about?
A funeral parlor.
Okay.
At a funeral home. This is a bad spot. Not built for romance.
But what I'm asking, are they going, hey, what are you doing?
Just stop that.
Are you dead?
Hey, how long has this one been dead?
Mm-mm.
Help me turn her over.
I don't think this one's dead.
Yeah, the worst place is to hit on someone. At work, a funeral parlor.
Oh, work is the best place.
During surgery.
Well, surgery how?
During surgery.
Why?
Like, if you're
during surgery, normally you're out unless it's some type of
local thing, yeah.
Right.
So that may not be the best time, unless they're talking about before you get, you know, put fully under, be like, hey, nurse, you're doc, you hot.
You know I ain't got nothing on underneath this gown.
As she's about to shave you.
I know it makes you hot. All these little pink bunnies and shit on here. Why don't you lift your own up and get your hand full?
Man,
don't cost.
Turn around. They got yeah. Backside.
Backside's open. That's free. That's free for everybody. Front side's premium. Lift your own up. Treat yourself.
The other worst spot to pick someone
tug
up
on a little bit
is this show.
The worst place to pick somebody up?
Yep.
Okay.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
$6.35, another check on traffic. I don't like that take. Let me do it again. I was joking on spit. Can't coexist with my own body. You swallow spit all the time and you choked on it. All right. Ready, Alfie?
Ready.
All right. Take two. By the way, this is live in case anybody thinks anything different. Hey, they forgot to take an edit out. Yeah. 6:36, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ Eagle. Traffic brought to you by Valvoline. Let's get started off in Dallas. Northbound 75, right at 635. Got an accident there blocking the two right lanes. Traffic's completely stopped back from Northwest Highway, also in Dallas. Southbound I-35, right at Ewing Avenue. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from Inwood Road. Over Lake Ray Harbor, the Bush right at I-30. The exits there are pretty much blocked. That whole part of 30 and Bush is still kind of jacked up. Into Allen, northbound 75, right after Bethany. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from Legacy. And finally, in Plano, southbound 75, right at the Bush. Got a jackknife 18-wheeler blocking the HOV and the two left lanes. Traffic's completely stopped back from Legacy. All those accidents, you're looking at about a 20 to 40-minute delay, so just avoid that mess if you can. Never miss a moment of the show by subscribing to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives today at russmartin.fm. Proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Tonight, some more winter stuff, and then 27 for a low. Tomorrow, more freezing rain, and we hit a high of like 39. Right now, it's 27 at 97.1, the Eagle.
Cram it up your ass. The Russ Martin Show.
K-E-G-L, the Eagle.
I think it was Access Hollywood we were watching during the break. Obviously, all the entertainment shows, entertainment reports have been talking about the death of Leonard Nimoy. And I guess it was a tweet from George Takei.
Yeah, the tweets have sort of replaced public statements from your spokesperson. Now that you can just kind of do it yourself.
And it was straightforward. It was kind.
Mm-hmm.
It said, live long and prosper, and you did. And
yeah.
Something like you'll be missed. I haven't seen anything from Shatner yet.
I haven't either. And I'm sure that other remaining stars from Star Trek have probably said, you know, very similar things like, oh, you know, our friend, rest in peace, all that kind of stuff. I would be curious to hear what Shatner would say. Probably a statement, something along the lines of, I'm sure he'll miss me.
I'm sure I'm in his thoughts and prayers.
Damn.
You jerk. But at the same time, now that we say that, that actually wouldn't surprise me if Shatner did actually tweet that. You know, today I'm saddened by the loss of our friend and Starfleet comrade, whatever, blah, blah, blah. He lived a great and wonderful life. I hope he keeps me. All right, I messed your line up.
I hope he keeps me in his thoughts and prayers.
During this difficult time. I really hope he respects my privacy.
Alfie sent me what William Shatner tweeted today. I loved him like a brother. We will all miss his humor, his talent, and his capacity to love. William Shatner. And I hope that I'm in his thoughts and prayers. I'm looking to see what some of his fans, Shatner's followers, said.
Oh, no.
One of them just says, ha-ha, he's dead.
I had one guy email me or send me something on Facebook earlier. It said, does this really mean that he's dead or that we just have to go find him?
You know there were going to be, yeah. Did they bury him on the Genesis planet?
Yeah, here it is. Chick on Twitter said, he's done this before. We just got to find him.
I think they should all be short. I mean, at least Shatner didn't go with the, you know, the obligatory, his family is in, you know, their thoughts and their prayers. I don't know that they didn't like each other during the series. I know that Shatner was jealous of the attention that Spock got over Kirk because Kirk was a lead.
Right.
But I think I only interviewed Leonard Nimoy once, and he had nothing bad to say about Shatner.
Did he have anything really positive to say about him?
We never really got around to it.
Okay.
We just talked. Maybe he had a book out. Obviously, there was a reason he was doing a satellite TV tour, and we had him on the TV show. So I have no recollection of what he was promoting.
I mean, keeping in mind, Spock was fantastic. He was a really good director, as we can see in a couple of the Star Wars movies. But
Star Trek.
That was a really bad. I'm going to get hate mail for that. Star Trek movies. But the thing that always stuck with me with him was the voiceover work he did on those, like the PBS shows.
In Search of.
Yeah, In Search of. I remember watching that with my dad as a kid. And I remember having to watch him, like, on if there was a substitute teacher in school one day. Because I always knew it was him, and for whatever reason, it might have been horrible subject matter, but it was Spock, so it seemed kind of cool.
And possibly that's why he got, you know, all the voiceover work. And he must have been easy to work with, because almost all the Star Trek franchises had him on. I think was in Alfie, am I right? Both the new Star Trek, the relaunch?
Yes, he was. He played himself... the old Spock, and then I think he was in the new one as some sort of hologram Spock.
I think that's great. That's how iconic he is. He played himself for the new Star Trek movies. You realize it's Leonard Nimoy. That is the himself.
No, I understand, but you still kind of you feel like Spock's dead.
He is. Well,
but what Alfie's saying is there's a new Spock and the original... My point is, obviously, everybody liked him and they liked working with him. Otherwise, he wouldn't have been in all the other Star Trek franchises. And I think almost all of them. TV shows, TNG.
Cartoons?
The cartoons. That was the original cast.
Still.
And he was very kind to us when we did the interview with him.
He was even on a couple of episodes of The Big Bang Theory. Shatner, I believe, has not been, as far as I know.
I'll be curious what George Takei has to say when Shatner passes.
Oh, my. I'm glad he's dead.
Finally. Because he doesn't like Shatner at all.
Bill can finally go where everyone wants him to go.
After he... That horse he rode it on. Okay.
I wanted to play this. It's semi-quick, but it's actually decent audio. That's interesting. Cut 8. There was a man in Canada a month or two ago. His name's Andrew McDonald. He was in a very bad car crash, and rescuers had to use the jaws of life to get him out of his car.
Valerie?
No, the actual jaws of life.
Valerie.
No, the fireman's tool.
That's a knockoff.
Okay, the knockoff Valerie.
Valerie, our own old news chick. That's the jaws of life.
If anybody.
Mm-hmm. If anyone can split open a car, she can do it. Anyway, so this guy, he got in a very bad car accident, single vehicle. I think they had said he had fallen asleep at the wheel. And
I love them.
Mm-hmm. It was a long process, so he decided to pull his phone out because he could reach it, and he just shot a video of himself being cut out of the car. So in the video, it's just you see his face, you see twisted metal behind him, and a dried, bloody nose.
And I'm playing audio of the selfie?
Mm-hmm.
A video selfie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah.
You're doing really, really good.
Thanks.
Try and cut above it.
Put up here, underneath.
I'm getting a lot of feeling in my legs now, and it's
sore.
Yeah, you're gonna be.
You ever been to the hospital up here?
No. Where was this?
Canada.
Okay.
And the other thing is,
you know, we got free health care there. You know.
No, it's great. It's kind of a long time in the hospital. It's the jaws of life and the saw and everything. They're coming through right next to his head. So it's pretty impressive that he remains this calm. I would be wigging out because I'd be like, please don't push through too hard.
Hey, I'm a fireman, you know. Don't question what this is about.
Their accents get much stronger.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, not because of anything. Yeah.
And usually, well, now that you're a patient, they'll have freaking hot nurses all over you. Oh,
God. By the way, I know Craig Ludwig.
I've never stayed there.
Well, you might for a few after this.
These are the firemen talking? Or the paramedics?
To the guy, yeah. Okay. So the guy's saying, well, I've never stayed there at the hospital. And the other guy's, well, you're about to.
Freaking hot chicks there and what not.
Mm-hmm. Well, snow bunnies.
Yeah.
Mm.
Some of them were funny looking, you know? Funny looking how? Don't know, just like funny looking. I know he wasn't circumcised.
Yeah, I can't feel my legs, that's for sure.
I won't ask.
accidentally cut them off there, you know. But we have free health care here, so you'll get a free wheelchair and whatnot.
Oh, well, great.
Sometimes the battery goes dead in the cold.
Yeah, I can't feel my legs, that's for sure. I won't ask you to start wiggling your toes until you're in the ambo.
Okay.
Because so I can't. Yeah, don't. I just want to go to sleep now.
Yeah. Not yet. Just wait.
Yeah, that combustion engine is—it's the same. That's the white noise I use when I go to bed.
Right next to your head.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds like a saw. That is, to me, the jaws of life are things they stick in and expand and pull right. metal apart.
I think they were doing both, because next to his head, you could see sort of the teeth of the jaws expanding, but then obviously there was a saw doing some work somewhere else.
What kind of accident was it where he was twisted that tightly in the car?
I think he had he fell asleep at a wheel and I think wrapped
I
around
them.
A, yeah, and he wrapped it around a pole.
I haven't seen the video, so I don't know how close they were coming to him, but you're right. Just knowing that something, just me using a saw myself, even though where I've got control of everything and it's got safety features and everything, that still wigs me out. And knowing that somebody on the outside is cutting through my car.
Did you see, I can't remember if I showed it to you or not, the woman who got her hair caught in her saw and it took her scalp off?
Damn.
No. I want to say, didn't somebody get their hair caught? That was a Roomba.
There was a Roomba. That was, yeah, that was different.
How'd she get her hair cut caught in the saw?
I tried finding a story that gave a better description of it, but I couldn't find it. It basically just, a photo had it where she had stitches basically across her eyelid, across the bridge of her nose, and across the other eyelid, and wrap around just a hair at the end of the eyebrows.
So
she realized that something had gone wrong. Her hair got caught, and then she... I guess whatever safety feature kicked in, she stood up. When she stood up, her face fell down.
Oh, damn. How much of the face?
Oh, I'm sorry, her scalp. Scalp. It was like sliding off her head. But I would imagine part of her face probably slid a little. I don't know how she didn't lose any eyes. It's crazy. She looked like Frankenstein.
I have. Nothing for that. Only because I've had that fear. Just even the chainsaw that I've got that's gasoline powered, that's on like a 20-foot pole. You know, so you can hit the high branches. The trigger is down there by your hand. So the saw's nowhere close to you.
Mm-mm.
I still wig out over that. Mostly because I've had branches fall on my head.
You don't seem to be using it properly.
Well, no, it works. I haven't learned... trajectory.
So if we know it works, the branches are hitting you in the head.
But real chainsaws scared. Were you just holding it? Scare the piss out of me.
That was like me a couple of weekends ago using that new circular saw.
Is it a big one or is it one of the smaller ones?
Is it the one that Nathan from Dickie's got you?
Yeah, I mean, it's the handheld one, so it's whatever that standard size is. But it's one of those things where you just, I look at that and I've seen movies where they've used that as a weapon. Or I use it and I think, and Russ doesn't usually get this, but as soon as I pull that trigger, I think death from Final Destination is going to find a way. That cord's going to wrap around a toe and then cut me into pieces.
Any type of saw really scares me.
It wigged me out, especially knowing that I had to not put it together, but I had to assemble the blade and the oil and the nuts.
There's certain things you should just pay somebody to do.
But it was simple. What worried me, though, was the fact that you had to put the blade on it and make sure you do it in the right order. And, yeah, there's directions. Yeah. But the first time I pulled that trigger with the battery in, I wanted to be in a suit of armor. I wanted to look like I had just gotten off the set of Monty Python's Holy Grail before I pulled that trigger.
Yeah, you want a couple of gloves of iron.
The chainmail, yeah.
But then back, when I was in high school, you had a metal shop where they had empty blades unprotected and flames and arc welding and people running and pissing in light sockets.
That's right. The good old days. Yeah, in the middle of the shop, you're like, hey, let's turn on the jigsaw. Let's see what happens when you stick someone's nose on it.
Shouldn't this have some type of guard around it? No, they charge too much. Like a plastic guard or something. Nah. And bother me the first nine times.
So I still got one good finger.
I wish it was a finger. It's power tool. That's the one thing, that and guns. Mm-hmm. Things that I always treat a power saw like it's plugged in.
Yep.
You got another story?
I got lots of other stories. Let's see if there's any other audio I wanted to get you. That's good for now.
Oh, what is... It just says TV themes on your flash.
Oh, there was a... there's actually some 80s shows that are making a comeback. I pulled three.
Oh, you're going to bring that up yesterday or the day before.
I tell you, I'll see if you can just guess them. Like, there's three of them. They're 80s shows that were popular, kids shows. See if you can guess by the theme. One will be painfully obvious. 15 is the first one.
I see it.
Alfie should get this.
Is it My Sharona?
No. If you know it, say it. Don't just sing along with it.
I want Russ to get it.
He's not going to get it.
That's something to do with a duck whorehouse?
Well, you got one word.
Well, he said duck.
Yeah, that's part of it. That's it.
What?
DuckTales.
Every day that... Well, that's easy. Why don't you throw something else hard at me, like Nell Carter singing the theme from Give Me a Break. So what do you think this one, what the name of this show? Give Me a Break.
Some people are excited because this show, along with two others, are being rebooted. DuckTales is not expected to premiere until 2017.
New cartoon?
Yes.
Okay.
And then 16, everyone will recognize this is actually going to be coming to Netflix next month, 16.
Cartoon.
Yeah.
Hill Street Blues.
No.
Emergency?
Mm-mm.
Car 54, where are you?
None of those are cartoons.
How the hell would you know that one?
I watched it a couple times when I was a kid.
Anybody else know that show but me?
Yep.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Car 54, where are you?
Was that the one that had, what's his name? The guy that played in Adam's Family?
Nope. Close.
Munsters.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fred Gwynn.
Fred Gwynn, yes. What do you mean, Utes?
That's not the same.
No, that was from
that's a... Not even, no, it's not the same guy.
No, no. No, it's not. Well, hang on. Tether off the mother sucker. Tether off the sucker.
Tether off, we're going to tether off the mother sucker. We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show. How we
6:59. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Last check on traffic. Alfie Coys and Eagles Flag Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Nuance Power PDF. Traffic still blows pretty bad right now. Let's get started off in Dallas. Eastbound 175. Right at 2nd Avenue, got an accident there. That has traffic backed up back to Highway 310. Also in Dallas, northbound 75, right at 635. That accident there is now in the clearing stages. Traffic still backed up back to Northwest Highway. Moving to Mesquite, northbound 635, right at Highway 80. Got a jackknife 18-wheeler blocking the ramp to go westbound. Traffic's jacked up in the area. In Plano, southbound 75, right at the bush. Got a jackknife 18-wheeler blocking the HOV and the two left lanes there. Traffic's completely stopped back from Legacy. And finally, in Denton, southbound I-35E, right at Highway 77. That's Dallas Drive. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from North Texas Boulevard. Also be careful there. Right shoulder is also blocked by two guys who spun out into the ditch there. Listen to Cindy Skull all next week for a shot to win a pair of tickets to go see Bush on March 11th at the Southside Barroom. Details are online at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather brought to you by Valvoline. More snow, sleet, possibly some freezing rain, and a low of 27 tonight. Tomorrow, freezing rain in the morning with an eventual high of 39. Right now, 27 degrees, and 97.1 the Eagle.
This is Michael Dorn, Commander Worf from Star Trek The Next Generation. The Russ Martin Show Listeners Foundation supports the families of Dallas-Fort Worth police officers and firefighters who have courageously fallen in the line of duty. Please donate today. Go to RussMartin.com for more information. Thank you.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Doing?
I stood up and I realized on the video stream that if you go back and forth between you and me.
Yeah, it's been there is some disparity.
Well, you're sitting.
I just now stood up.
Oh.
The camera's
off. I meant no offense.
I understand because you've been looking at the camera and.
Are you sure you're standing up?
My chair is over there. See, my chair is over there. Okay. My chair is next to your camera.
Well, what I was trying to do is trying to squat so our heads would be about the same height.
I think the only way to make this happen, either I'm going to have to grow or my camera's going to have to.
Well, we can move it, but if I keep standing like this, I'm going to have to take a
Yeah, because your body, the body can only handle so much of an open invitation.
Hey. I'll just sit back down.
Looks like I can go.
Yeah. Yeah, this is muscle memory. It must be time to take a Yeah, I'm going to do something different, but go ahead and hook up Chloe to the TENS unit.
Okay. Well, this was why Dan, do you seem sad about it?
This was Dan's idea because you're charging $20 to talk on Tuesday.
You're damn straight.
Well, I give you $20 back.
Too late for that.
Yeah,
you earned the $20, remember?
It's like apologizing after you get caught. It's that don't work.
Uh-uh.
But the trivia they pulled is all cat trivia, and you're a big cat person.
Well, I'm not like a cat walking encyclopedia.
Well, you're a cat aficionado. I have never played a cat in my life. Alfie, did you put new batteries in the TENS unit?
Oh, yeah.
Is this the one with the 9 volts?
We have two. We have one that runs off of 2 AA's and one that runs off of 9 volts.
I think you get a little more zits out of the 9 volt.
You do.
Okay. How many pads are on? It's got 4?
Yup.
I'll let you choose where you put them, Dan. Normally, are you supposed to cross the heart line with the pads? Like one pad on one side, one on the other?
That's really... Don't worry about those technicalities.
Well, I'm saying what's going to deliver more of a shock?
It delivers a shock no matter what.
Oh. All right. Good.
Whoa. Raise up your shirt a little bit.
Where are you going to put it?
I'm going to put it on his tummy.
Really?
I'll find some music while we're waiting.
Chloe, I've often heard you say, I want a six-pack.
Not.
Do people actually use that for muscle stimulation for the abs?
They were at one point. They sold like little things you just attach directly to your abs.
It seems like I remember that it was like in a belt form and they started burning people.
Exactly.
No. That's an urban legend.
No, this is a medical device. What we're talking about is something you got from like K-Tail or whatever.
Cold.
All right, we're ready.
Cold.
I can't find... Let me just try music bed. Play the funky music.
Let me know when you feel it.
Is it broken?
Now.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. Oh, it's tingling my hairs. Yeah, whoop.
Okay, we're good.
All right, so you actually have to... dial this up. It's not just like an on and off switch.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
Should we let Chloe answer the questions or Alfie? Alfie pulled the question, so he's going to know the answer, so we should let Alfie do it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a great idea.
Ready, Alfie?
Mm. Ready.
Okay. Here we go. Cat trivia. How much do you know? A cat has how many whiskers on average? It's multiple choice. Oh, I'm not going to tell you. I'm just telling you it's multiple choice.
Really? Four?
Correct answer is 24.
Damn,
man. That's kind of right.
All right, Chloe, I'll let you answer this one. Do cats have fewer teeth than dogs or more?
Fewer.
That's correct. Alfie, I'll let Chloe answer these.
All right.
People have about 650 skeletal muscles. How many do cats have? I'll give you a multiple choice. 400, 650, or 800?
400.
Wrong. I left the right answer out. It's 5. How high are you going up?
I'm going like to 9. I don't take it easy on him. He owes me $20.
10's the top on that?
Oh, wait. Sorry.
Does that have a higher setting?
No. The high is 8.
How'd you get it up to 9?
I thought it was 9. I was hitting 7.
Oh.
So I thought I was getting 9 out of 10, when in reality I'm getting 7 out of 8.
All right. So there's still more pain to be had.
Oh, yes.
Oh, good. Let's see. Which brain is the cat's brain most similar to? A dog's or a human's?
A human, for sure.
That's correct. Alfie, did explain anywhere online why that is?
I think it has to do with the same structural elements like amygdala, things like that, that we have in common with cats.
And they can be a-holes.
Yeah, it must be an ego thing. Okay. Outdoor-only cats live, on average, about 3 to 5 years, 7 to 10, or 12 to 15?
7 to 10.
Three, no? To, 3 to 5.
Yep. Really? Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Hey, no sing along with the song. A term for a group of cats is, like the collective term, is a cagle, a covey, a clutch, or a clowder.
A clutch.
Clowder is right.
Clowder?
Yes.
Tickle.
What's the matter? Are you okay?
Yeah.
Well, part of the problem is since they're attached to his abdominals, that when the juice goes high, it forces him to double over because they contract all the muscles. So it's like we're forcing him to do a really hard sit up.
Damn, that sounds painful.
It is.
A term for a group of kittens is. Again, the collective term is a cagle, a kennel, or a nook.
Those. A kennel.
That's correct. Oh, I'm sorry. I left out the other choice, or a caboodle.
I'm still going with kennel.
Damn you. You know, Kenzie would have rethought it.
Yeah.
True or false? A cat standing in a still position can jump up to 6 times its own length.
Is that a true or false?
Let's think about what I said. True or false?
Okay.
A cat standing in a still position can jump up to six times.
Yeah,
sorry,
I took that as incorrect.
It's true. Woo!
Woo! Woo!
It's false.
Oh, woo!
Oh, here it is. Oh, no. That one was true.
Oh, my
I looked ahead to the other question.
Sorry. Back off, man.
Didn't mean
All of the following are the names of cat breeds except Balinese, opposite Bussaran.
I think that's close enough.
Burman or Bermia?
The second one.
The Bussaran?
Yeah.
That is not a cat breed.
That is not a cat breed.
That is correct. That is a dog breed, and I don't know if I pronounced it right.
Whew.
The thick hair around the face of some cats, such as Persian cats, is called the mane, ruff, pelt, or shock.
Pelt.
The ruff.
No. Ah. Oh, get it out.
Double barrel, baby.
Oh. Only 37 more.
What?
Alfie, this other one is just animal in general.
That's just general, like, fifth grade level animal trivia.
Should I skip to that?
If you'd like, yeah.
Let's do that. All right, animal trivia in general.
Okay.
What food makes up nearly all of a giant panda's diet?
Bamboo.
How'd you know that?
That was just a really good guess.
True or false? Mice live for up to 10 years.
False. What?
The answer is false, but I didn't say what type of mouse.
What?
Because this one here, I've had for 8 years.
Oh, jeez. It's not an animal.
Let's see. What is the largest type of big cat in the world?
Hey.
Wrong. It's what?
Say it again.
Big toe.
Big toe cats?
Yeah.
No. It's the tiger.
Oh. Big toe cats.
Those motherfuckers with the big feet.
Maybe you should see their tracks.
You want to keep up?
Yeah.
All right.
Give up.
True or false, crocodiles have no sweat glands, so they use their mouths to release heat.
True.
Yes. What are female elephants called?
Female elephants?
Correct answer is either cows or bitches that email me. True or false? Bats are mammals.
True.
Correct. What is the fastest land animal in the world?
Cheetah.
What's his first name?
Chester.
Okay. A group of lions is known as what?
Line is.
I'll give you a hint. You have none.
I'll give you a hint. You might see them in a gay parade.
Pride.
Yes. What is the largest land animal in the world?
Elephant?
Yes. How many pairs of wings does a bee have?
Four.
No. Hang on. Wait.
What are you doing? Turn it down.
Alfie, is it? Because two pair would be four wings.
It's four wings, but it's two pair, so you got it wrong.
Yeah, you still got it wrong.
You're wrong.
Kiss the console. Kiss the console.
You
are. Yeah. Kiss it. Don't do kiss the console. I'm going to take you to. Oh. Eight. Is that eight?
I saw this in Saw.
Oh, Jesus.
That was awesome.
That's not cool. Turn it like that and up and down like that. That's not cool, man. Oh. It's still on.
True or false? Owls are farsighted, meaning that anything within a few inches of their eyes can't be seen properly. Owls are farsighted. True or false?
False.
The answer is true.
Oh, dear. That's it.
Other side. Oh,
no. Oh, dear. What are you doing?
I like the up and down, side to side moves that he's starting to make.
It's almost like the advantage of four leaves.
Almost looks like MC Hammer. What is the name of an adult female horse?
Shetland?
The other side.
You can go side to side.
Okay,
so you like stereo? Do it back and forth really quick.
What?
No.
I didn't know you could adjust the shock from side to side.
Yeah. All right, here's one side, you ready? You ready for the remix?
I feel like dead mouse.
Did you leave it on?
Yeah, sorry.
That's all right. We got a couple questions left. How many legs does a spider have?
Freaking eight.
What is the most recognizable feature of the male lion?
It's mane?
Yes. The crocodile species is believed to have been around for how long? 200 million years?
200 million.
Yes. What are baby goats called?
Ben goats?
Give it to him.
For more information on the Russ Martin Show, go to russmartin.com.
The only reason I said give it to him because I was going to use that as a punchline.
Yeah.
Stop whining. It's only electricity.
Video and audio archives, russmartin.fm. Other show websites, djclo.com. Yeah, that guy right there. DanO'Malley.com and AlfieCoy.com for all things. 97.1 The Eagle. Go to KEGL.com for all things. Talk Radio 1190. Go to 1190TalkRadio.com. Rodney Anderson's up next.
All right. See you guys later.
Later.
Russ Martin Show rocks!
the Metroplex.